Blog Talk Radio.
With ET Radio. Welcome aboard. We're all here spinning around on this blue orb called planet Earth, and we're all the same human intelligent being species, and we're considered intelligent to most species out there, I would think. We may be pets to some of them, but as long as we're here, we're going to try to do the best we can to honor ourselves and each other. And I'm all about sustainability, and that is with health and prosperity for all. And I have invited some of my friends to help me do this on planet Earth while we're here. You know, we're all having the birth, life, death experience, and we're all mind, body, spirits. And I am here to share that alien civilizations exist. And many of us are going through what I call the Ascension Center Enlightenment Process. And I have a company called TJ Morris, ACO. And I'm helping others stage the future with their own life stories. And each person that's in my life is an author. And they're here to author their own life stories while on this planet. So I encourage everybody to read and write. I have a group called Ace Folk Life, Historical Society of Archivists, and a book club, and we're going to be having a book fair and a conference together in Pigeon Forge at the Grand Resort Hotel and Conference Center, March 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. So we hope you'll join us. That'll be the spring equinox. It's always the 20th or the 22nd, somewhere right in there every year. And we hope to have another one in October. That's the fall, I guess, equinox. And spring and fall here at the same place, we hope, if everything works out well and people can come and bring their products and sell them, whatever they are. We'd like them to be made in the USA, and we ask everybody to bring their books and their CD books, and we'll sell them. And what after we take out for the expense of the conference, we're going to share that 50% for hunger and poverty in America. Just so you know, in other words, if I sell my CDs like we do here, I'm a member of BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, and we figured out a long time ago 10 CDs. Well, we had a thing go through in the internet world that rocked our world, so there was the big companies, and then there were the independents like us. And rather than going to the large companies, we went direct online, and basically we sell our CDs for $10. And basically the way the world works is if it cost us personally $5, you know, we still have to take out for our CDs and our covers and all that. But we come out usually at $10, and that leaves us money for the gas to and from and all of that, and you know, your personal expenses. So we basically come out with about $3. And what I do is for every $3 cash I make, I give $1.50 to charity. In other words, if I make $1.50, I give $1.50 back to the universe. That's after everything costs me, and I think you'll find that out for people that help other people. we're all having to look at gas money and food money, which we didn't have to do. But I have a CPA now, and they're going to help me figure all this out. So, like I said, anything, I don't make anything on this radio show. As a matter of fact, this is an expense for me. And I'm trying to help other people that want to help the universe. And so they're going to understand that whatever it costs me, you know, I will say this is what it costs. And if you want to play with me, then you tell me what you have to have for your cost. And then after I sell it for you, let's say if I make $3, I'll keep $1.50 and I'll give $1.50 to charity. So that's sort of the way it's going to work here in us taking action as the ETs on Earth, so I can help train a lot of people that normally wouldn't be able to help themselves in this big old world. So there you go, folks. We've got the Ace Folk Life Historical Archivist Club, members of the ACO Associated Consultant Organizers, all working together for Ascension Center Enlightenment with classes about art, culture, education, entertainment, science, history, folk life, ancient astronauts, TV, movies, books, and authors. So we're all sharing as co-creators. We all treat each other equal. We all recognize we each have an individual life and a story. And we're all authors and biographers preparing our books and CDs. And we may even be able to get some Native American people working with us, we hope, so we can heal any wounds that our forefathers and ancestors made for us. But they did a lot of good things to make this country what it is. But somewhere along the lines, they may have made some divisions that we may not want anymore on this planet and on this North America continent. So we're going to see on this spiritual day, it is 11-4-2012, that's Sunday, November 4th, 2012 at 2000 hours. Our title is ET Time, Back to the Future is Timeless, with T.J. Morris, ET Friends. Now our tags are Spiritual Synergism, Self-Help, Paranormal, Alien, ET UFO Organization, and Women. We're visible to everyone, and our duration is approximately 120 minutes, thereabout. Depends. Sometimes we go over, sometimes we cut short. Mostly go over. So join us daily, 8 to 10 p.m. We're now on, I think, Central Daylight Savings Time. I think it's spring forward, fall back. Or anyway, I woke up, and we were trying to figure out where we were, hour ahead or hour behind. So with that said, we came on when they we just looked at the radio station and saw what time we would come on. All right, I've got a co-host. Let me get him on here. His name is Tommy Hawksblood from Hawaii. Tommy, is that you?
Yes, it is. Greetings. How are you?
Great. I punched the right button. We've got several people here waiting. 505 area code 509 and 559 and 423. So are these people you invited, or were you able to get in touch with our Lakota tribe Indian chiefs and interpreter Dwayne? Were you able to get in touch with him?
I got in touch with Dwayne. He should be one of the numbers.
Okay. Would you like me to go ahead and turn him on, or would you like to make a – do you have anything to report to our listening audience of 15,000 or more people out there?
Well, I'd just like to start off we're going to try to keep it spiritual on Sundays, which I really feel is an important time. One day a week to keep it specific, and like Saturday I try to keep it to paranormal. But today we have a special guest going in. There's serious problems out in South Dakota, and we're just seeing if we could put something into the mix to help it flow a little bit better, help them get some kind of help. I know the East Coast needs a lot of help right now too, but the Dakota people needed help for a real long time and they never received it. So it's a combination of being aware of what's happening, seeing where we can fit in to help, and whatever way we can, we try. Because I guess all places could use clothes and food and even money, so whichever anybody has a little bit extra can send it in. We'll give some information on that later. But let's
We have somebody. All right, well, we've got various area codes. Let me check the first one out. He's been holding the longest from area code 505. I believe that's New Mexico, area code 505, you're on the air live. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Floyd Cordova, and I'm a Hikari Apache from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in and joining us. How did you hear about us?
I heard about you guys from a friend of mine, Hugh Trolson.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Yeah, Hugh's a wonderful public relations expert from the corporate world, and he's out to help us all sustain the planet and our spirituality. Can you stand by and let me get some of these other people on, and we'll get a conversation going, okay?
Sure, not a
problem.
Stand
by. Thank you. Let me get everybody introduced, and then Tommy and I will try to coordinate and make sure everybody gets to talk on the radio. Now, let me look up the next person that's been holding the longest. That would be, we got 559-423 and a Skype listener. Let me see, 559 may be Dwayne. That's the Lakota tribe. You're Apache from New Mexico, right?
Correct.
Let's see. Okay, now 559 looks like it's California. So let me get them on here, and then we'll go to
423. I have a question for you. How do we get to listen to you on the computer? Because I'm on Blog Talk Radio right now, and I can't seem to find you.
Oh, I don't understand the question. It's blogtalkradio.com, and then / TJ Morris ET Radio is the name of the show. And we're
okay.
You should be able to find it. In the white part, if you go TJ Morris ET Radio, that's the name of the show. It should show you. Area code 559, you're live on the air. I believe you're calling from California. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name? Yeah, great. Could you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Hawkeye Hawkins, and I'm calling from California, and I was referred by Hugh.
Whoa, I hope Hugh calls in tonight. He's been out. He has been working with all these Indian people. Stand by. Wonderful. This is going to be Indian night for sure. Area code 423, could you tell us where you're calling from and your name, please?
Yes, this is Khalid Silver Fox, and I'm calling from Tennessee. And I was referred by you, but I told him that I was going, I'm also a Blog Talk Radio host. I told him I was just going to listen.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. I'll just put you back on the mute button, okay? Well, thank you for calling in, and maybe you can come on another night if you'd like to, okay?
Maybe so.
Okay,
if I should decide I want to speak, I'll push one.
Okay, well, I don't know how to tell that, but okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to put her back on mute. Let's see who this is. We got one more, folks, and we'll get started. Hello, calling in on Skype. You're now on live. If you're calling on Skype, can you see me and hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? You're on the air. Is that Dwayne or somebody on Skype? Hello? Okay, well, maybe they just want to listen. I can't tell who they are, Tommy. Well, Dwayne's not here yet, but we've got some other people that were... Hugh asked to call in tonight, so I guess you want to get started then, and we'll have to see if anybody else shows up. I'll watch the board really closely, Tommy. So we've got California and New Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah, and 559. What area code? What is 559 again? 559. Yeah, that's you, right?
California?
Yeah, okay. 559 is California, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, let's see how we're going to do this. we were thinking we were going to be jockeying some other people from Lakota tribe tonight, but they didn't show up, Tommy, yet. So if they're on the Skype...
I give him time. He'll probably call in probably a half hour. It's depending, because like I told him to call in to see what time the show starts. So let's just start somewhere so we can get going, and then these people can figure out what kind of questions they want to ask and how they want to participate.
All right. Well,
Sunday,
let's start. Uh-huh. Well,
okay,
Tommy, let me get these people coordinated. Okay, we got five. I'm going to have to do it by right now. I've got two people on mute, so I've got Apache in New Mexico, and 505, you're Apache in New Mexico, right?
Correct.
Okay, give us your name again and what city you're calling from.
My name is Floyd, and I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yay, Floyd. All right. Floyd, Tommy, this is Tommy Hotsblood, Now, Tommy is also Apache, and he's calling in from Honolulu, and he is helping me with all our Indian affairs and getting everybody coordinated. And Hugh Charlson goes to other blog talk shows and tells people, you know, what we're trying to coordinate here and make sure that everybody that wants to be involved can be and have a voice. And so I guess what we want to do is get to know you a little better, if you don't mind, and 559, both of you. Now, what did you have in mind about 505? We'll let you go first, then we'll go to 559, okay? So go ahead and tell me what ideas you had for tonight's show for calling in.
Well, actually, I was only calling in to listen and stuff. I didn't know I was going to be part of the show itself. Well, my thing is basically health and wellness amongst Native people and educating our people that there are alternative natural ways to healing our bodies. So that's a basic analogy of what I do using different natural I guess genres you'd want to call it. I use different herbs and also using an alkalized water, which is really important to hydrating our brain so that we can be ready when the ascension comes. You know, we got to prepare. That's what I try and teach people, is in what I am getting as far as how do we need to prepare to move on, I guess.
Okay, well, let me put you on mute, and let me go to the next person. Okay, 559, you, oh, goodness. Let's see here. Okay, 559, if you've got your computer on, could you turn your sound down? I'm getting some kind of feedback. I don't know what it's from, some kind of squeaky stuff. It's 559. What is it? You can turn it down, turn your computer. Uh-huh. Oh, it's
no,
off?
My computer's down. My computer's down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, it was just some kind of feedback, but it's gone now. So, okay, tell us your name again. The other gentleman just thought he was calling in to listen. So were you understanding that you may be a part, or were you just calling in to listen as well?
Well, I'm calling in to listen as well, and let me say that I'm Nina Muskogee, who's the first generation California, and my mother is 97 years old. Born in Boulder, Oklahoma, and we are Seminole. So I'm an agriculturalist, and I also was contacted by Hugh, and I shared with him that I would listen and see what is offered, and maybe I can have some input at some time. I understand you mentioned that. There was a conference, I believe, coming up, and I'd like to know, get a little more information on that.
Okay. Okay. Well, you may have heard my little announcement on the beginning, how we'll be doing basically products. If you're a bookseller, $10, and, you know, if it costs you $5, then we will give anybody that's selling them 20% commission, and then if we have $3 left, we take $1.50 to pay for the conference, and $1.50 goes to charity. So that's how we're set up on $10. And we base that on Tommy's Hawksblood $5 CD books, and we'll be copying the same to help people. But we're going to welcome other products. So if you have some idea of how to, you know, help, everybody's going to make the same 20% commission that everybody's agreed to. Now, there's an area code 804 on. Let me see if, is that Dwayne? Area code 804, you're on the air live. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? Can you hear me? North America. That is Richmond, Virginia. Okay. I guess that may be somebody that doesn't want to talk then. Okay. Well, I don't think that's you. All right. Well, we appreciate everybody calling in. And I guess you guys thought you were going to be listening too, because we thought Dwayne was going to show up and interpret some of the Lakota Indian tribes. However, we do have two gentlemen on here, Tommy. So, Tommy, you want to talk to Eric on 505 and 559 and see what you guys can work out about the conference? Coming towards
sure.
The conference? And yeah.
Okay.
Tell them
the conference
dates and all that.
The conference is going to be in February, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. of March?
March.
Sorry.
Yes.
All right. It's going to be, we're going to have it for 3 days. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're going to set it up for, like, anybody that wrote a book can be one of the speakers on Friday. We're going to try to bring some speakers that have wrote books a long time already and have been speaking to come on Saturday. And then Sunday we're going to have it's going to be like a open ceremony where we all put in feedback. I mean, we'll have a couple of speakers, but we're going to have open round tables so that people could put in information. There's a few things I do want to accomplish at this conference. One is to get people working together in a group that we're creating. Two is to get creative people to put out creative ideas, which we can actually vote on as a consciousness and try to get that sent out to the real world. I mean, people that have some kind of ideas of what we can do and what to prepare and what to get ready and things like that. I want to have a bunch of things going on during that. We will get into different topics from the obvious spiritual and religious realms, the ET UFO world, paranormal world, and I would say the spiritual level of consciousness to the physical level. And in the interim, I want to have ways for each person that comes there to leave with something too. So I want to try to set up a couple workshops where we have some kind of training program going on, even if it's for just a couple hours, to give some people some techniques to work with. And obviously we'll accept other people that have techniques that work and help people and things like that. That's what we'll do Sunday. But people that come early Friday, we'll try to get them organized so that we can set as many book writers, speakers up for the day. And then at the end of it, we're going to try to make a list and have exchanging of people and area codes where we can put other groups together. And this way we'll have a person working in every area to help each other, which we'll get back to the main group so that we can stay connected and work together as a whole consciousness across the world. We will have people coming from other countries. It's going to take a little while. I mean, I'm pressed for time. I think we need to hurry as many things as we can. Our time frame's kind of coming to a short end. With the changes that will be happening, I see many changes coming. I know there's so many psychics out there, prophecies and everything else. But whose is right and who has it on the head that what's really going to happen? I can only go on by my experience, what I saw, what I was shown. I listened to many of the people that channel, a lot of the elders I sat with. I listened to the stories that they told. I was with the two Hopi carriers of the Hopi prophecy right before they both died. I have a vast listening stories. I have many. As far as any of them coming true and becoming manifested right now, including the Mayan prophecy, which is not what they're talking about on TV. The Mayans will be coming out with a new prophecy probably by the end of this month. They found another pyramid. They found more hieroglyphics of how they got here and everything and when the destruction to the planet's going to happen. So, yeah, they'll be releasing something that they didn't release really, which is when is the end time of the planet, which will be before 2019. This will be coming out real soon. So I'm trying to keep all the information piling up to put it together so people can have an idea of what things are happening and what could happen. And even if nothing happens, what to prepare for if nothing happens. With our laws and everything else that's happening, they're taking away our rights, so we have to be a little more aware of what we can do about food, creating the food we want to eat, the food we use, how to live our lives in our own privacy, of our own property, which is slowly being taken away. So we have to work at so many different things, not spiritually alone, because that, I say, everybody has to do by themselves. It's not a group we can be part of a group consciousness, but everybody has to work on their own spirituality, their own spiritual truth, and find it. So my idea is give people some techniques to work with if they don't know how to go about doing that, what to look for when they start going inside the spiritual realms, how to deal with that. Never mind how to live life in the physical world. We can't make it the exact way we want it. Everybody thinks it's just going to be the way everybody wants it in the next year. I don't see that as a possibility, but I do see that the people that are willing to put their...
Uh-oh, he fell off. Well, folks, if you'll stand by, we'll get him back on. We're having some kind of interesting night tonight, So now Eric said 5059. I've got some kind of feedback, and I don't know what's coming. It's just on your line. Give me your name again in California there.
Yes, Hawkeye Hawkins.
That is so cool. I guess, did you ever watch Hawkeye on TV? What was that show? You know what I'm talking about. Well, I can't think of the name of it now, but I just remember Hawkeye was a character on television. It had to do with soldiers fighting and medic. And I can't even think of the name of the show. I'm getting old. But that's what I think about. How'd you get your name?
I don't recall the show, but the hawk is one of my totems. And my ancestral name is Hawkins. And so I'm a Scorpio. So I go deep, and I have long vision. And so it was natural for Hawkeye.
Nice. Now, how did you meet Hugh Charlson? On Blog Talk Radio, I assume.
Khalifa, the young lady, Khalifa, had mentioned she's from Tennessee. She's on the call as well. And so we both do a Blog Talk conference call. And so
wonderful.
Hugh came on one of our calls, and we got acquainted, and we exchanged some privately. We exchanged some information and so forth. And so, in fact, he called Khalifa and shared tonight's call with her, and she called me and shared the information. And so I said I would be on. And so that's how we got the hookup.
So you know him through Talk Fusion? Is that how you know him, through Talk Fusion?
Well, we have Block Talk program that we have. It's Go Within to Win. And so we have a spirituality. In fact, Khalifa is an astral theologian. And myself, I'm an herbalist, agriculturalist, et cetera. And so we have various topics on our shows. And so he thought we would probably fit right in. And so that's why the both of us call. And so we're like-minded just from the conversation, the bit I've heard so far. And so we're headed in the right direction. And so I'm... very much interested. And again, when Tommy was speaking, I must have not got the location. I got the day, 22nd March, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I may have missed the location and the state.
Okay, the state is Tennessee. The location is Pigeon Forge, P-I-G-E-O-N space, F-O-R-G-E, and it's at the Grand Resort Hotel and Conference Center. And you can look it up online. And the reason that we haven't put up a big fancy web stuff, I just today got the TJ Morris TV. You know how you have TJ Morris dot, or you know you'll have your blog name, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've got 30 or 40, but it's I'll put them on all that for, marketing. But I also got the TJMorrisACO.com, and it's the Ascension Center organization was a prophecy. It's a real interesting story how I got the Ascension Center and the logo. A tree, lightning struck in the middle of the day while I was over in Hawaii, and then I got this logo and the name. And so I was, like, taken aback. I had turned my life over to God many years ago, the source, the universal spirit, whatever you want to call it. And the Ascension Center came to me in the 60s and 70s through the Ascension word, but I didn't really understand what it meant other than through my programming as a white Halley girl. They call me in Hawaii. I'm a Halley white girl, but I have an eighth of Indian in me. And my grandma lived on the Washita River with the Indians. So, you know, I take everything spiritually. So it just took me a while to put it all together. But I believe that the Ascension Center is motivated through spirit, and then I've died twice in this lifetime and had extraterrestrial visitation in 3D, meaning in the physical life form, and they could speak telepathic. And I believe that I'm here for this particular time on Earth that people in the world call the Ascension Awakening process, but it doesn't matter whether you're of the old schools in metaphysics, you know, as a metaphysician, or in the New World churches, all of it seems to be words that all, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was without form, but then there was spirit. And then Tommy, let me see if this is him. Tommy, is that you, Tommy? Are you back on?
Yeah, I'm back on. I don't know. I got cut off. Sorry.
Yeah, apologize. But you know that you're calling in on Skype, right? There's all.
No, I'm on my cell phone today.
Wow, it says ones on here, Tommy. It doesn't say your phone number. You must have it because you have it on the unknown. But anyway, 804 dropped off. So was that your friend, or is 423 your friend? She's on. 423 is on. You're live and on air, too. So 559 is here. Is that your friend on 423?
Yes, it is. Your partner.
Okay, well, if she would like to speak, you're welcome to speak so you can get to know Tommy and I. We only have about 15,000 people listening. But it's not very many. But, you know, they come and go. You know how Skype is. And basically, this is going to be a conference that it's going to be our first one. And we're bringing together energy that's synergy, you know, serendipity as well, and synchronized. And we want to find people that have, you know, a way to contribute, you know, to the way that the world peace is. And we were hoping that the Lakota Indians were going to join us. I think that's why that Hugh wanted you to call in, because I got a little emotional the last time he called in because they were having such a hard time of it. And the only thing I told him I could do is if he wants to make Native American products, and then we can try to sell them for him, and then I can link his website, of course, and it's Pine Ridge. And Tommy, you wrote down the name of his website for these two people that you know, do conference calls with other people. Now, do you guys have a blog talk show, or do you just want to be a part of this one? Do you have your own show?
This is Khalifa. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. I can hear you good.
Yes, we have our own show. It's Spirituality and Natural Remedies. And
okay,
blog
wonderful.
blogtalkradio.com/ Khalifa, Khalipha.
Okay, now what is Khalifa? Is that your name?
Khalifa, yes. But California was named after a dark olive-complected Amazon queen named Khalifa. I am from California. I am a dark-complected, olive-complected indigenous queen called Khalifa.
Nice. Oh, okay. I bet you do a lot of shows out there in California, huh?
No, I'm not in California. I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Tennessee. Oh, my gosh. Tommy, did you hear that? She's in Tennessee.
I heard that.
That's where the conference center's going to be. At the Grand Resort. Do you know where Pigeon Forge is, Khalifa?
No, I'm not. No, I don't. I'm near the Georgia border in Chattanooga.
Oh, I used to live in Chattanooga. That is a beautiful area. Well, you come up towards Knoxville. You know how to get to Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yes.
I forgot what interstate. Yeah,
yes,
it won't be that
yes.
far. Yeah.
Yes.
I can run them.
As far as our show is concerned, we very much are encouraging people to know themselves and to go within to release themselves from the bondage of this world's so-called religious and spiritual system. I happen to be born again. I happen to be born again spirit-filled, yet I am an astrotheologian because I do follow my own path, and I was raised up to know the truth so that I might be free from the law of sin and death, and that's what actually ascension is, being free from the law of sin and death. And I would encourage everyone who is indigenous to know what the system was put there for by studying the doctrine of discovery, and also the papal, P-A-P-A-L, bull, B-U-L-L-S. We're going to have to go much further back than even the Constitution in order to set all this error straight. But as you said, each person has to follow their own path, has to know themselves. And then they have to, I encourage people to study what the Spirit brings to them, regardless of where it is, whether it's Buddhism, Christianity. Learn how to rightly discern the word of truth for yourself and stop depending on other people and blaming other people. And then we can all live in our five principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. So this is basically what we share. We understand and know, though, that we are descended from the ancient Olmecs, who were the people that you found. They found these big, gigantic heads in the Gulf of Mexico.
Ohio? Oh, okay.
And they are dark, olive-complected, big nose, big lips, with kinky hair. And we are what they call the Ouachita. You talked about being on the Ouachita River. Well, the Ouachita were some of the first people on this continent before, when it was called Pangea. Before it was divided. And we are descended from those people. We're also mixed with the Asian, most of us, who came across the Bering Strait later. But when they said, his story said, that all people of dark olive complexion were brought over here on slave ships, that is a lie. So they stole our culture. And we always teach that his story, H-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y, is a lie. And now we're here to tell her story, which is a mother, the spirit of the mother. And it's been she's been written out of religion, and she's been written out of our culture. And we're here to restore that. So with that, I say that's the end.
That's great. Well, you're totally in tune with everything I'm about. The resonance was perfect for me. I don't know about any of you other listening audience out there, but that's exactly how I feel about it. And I didn't know the Ouachita was connected to the Olmecs, but I do know about Pangea and how the world was one, and it was all one part before it broke up. I have that inside me, just my knowing, you know, my truth and my trust that the process of life is perfect in what I feel, and that when I know it, it's more than a belief system. So it doesn't have to be a belief when I feel it, you know, with my inner knowing and my inner voice of wisdom. But I haven't had another woman that could talk like you on the radio. Now, Tommy does his best because he's an incarnate and past life as a woman. So he and I have some Christian background energy that we share, and I guess we were olive skin. Now, I'm olive skin as far as from my face down, which is really strange. But I have a white face, and all my life people go, have you got Indian in you? Because they always saw how brown I'd get, especially in the, you know, in the summer. But when I was working at U.S. Express inside running a bunch of truck drivers on a dispatch, a lot of the women in Tennessee right there in Chattanooga where you're close to, they were mean to me. They didn't like me because my skin was brown and my face was white, and I had an Indian face, high cheekbones, long hair, And at that time, you can just tell I'm Indian if you look at me in pictures and know what you're looking at, you know. But I don't understand, but I learned a lot, that even though I was white, I could still be. And my name was Thurman, so the black people didn't like me. And I didn't really, you know, I've tried to fit in with the white people, but I didn't really like all the things. So I've learned that a lot of my energy from all races, I'm one, and I have to just say I am of the humanoid species, because if I try to break any part of me down, I'll leave the other parts, and so I'm many colors of the rainbow.
Well, I'd just like
inside
to share,
me.
There's only one race, and that's the human race.
Right. That's the way I'd say, is we're all human.
And the colors that have been handed out, they are not nationalities. And that's why I did not say black. That's why I said dark olive complexion, because your complexion does not denote your nationality. And there's
so
many
just the melanoma
that we've been taught that we have to correct. And as soon as we correct our language and the words that we use to describe our higher power, as soon as we correct some of these errors, a lot more love can flow through us to each other. And we'll be a lot more open to understanding each other. And so this is, I'm sure, what you're about, and this is what we're about. And Hugh has a way of knowing, that's his assignment, is to connect people together. So I imagine
why he called you. Now, we finally got somebody on that was expected tonight. Now, 847 Illinois, you're on the air, so we can hear you. You want to say your name and where you're calling from in Illinois by chance? Or not?
Okay. Illinois, you mean South Dakota?
I got South Dakota. Hey, Dwayne, how are you? We've been waiting on
hey.
You all 45 minutes.
Yeah, I just got on. I just called in because I've been in a meeting with elders and so forth. And, you know, last week when I was on your show, I anticipated certain understandings about, you know, people assisting these elders, which you didn't follow through, and that's fine. You know, they got a disaster out east, and, you know, those people out there, man, they need to really realize the spiritual powers between Mother Earth and the Great Mystery are creating you guys to understand that you must start forgiving people that you have destroyed and abused. And when it reflects you, people crying, oh, we want help. We're going to die in a couple of days. An elder by the name of Cleveland Tail just passed away. We're bringing his body back tomorrow. And that's sad that goes on. My elders die every day on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And all they're asking is for help, for food, and, you know, stuff to pay for electricity, because they don't got that commonwealth. The federal government is out to destroy my people, and they're doing a great job of it. I know people in the listening audience, they think that the warrior society that I'm with, called Strongheart, is depriving people of their rights. No, uh-uh. We're not a 501c3. We never said we would. We never will be. Fact of the matter is, people keep instituting different things about us, and they don't even know us from a can of worms. And so when we talk like this openly, spirituality is always going to be here, but everybody's a spiritual being, but they don't recognize that. And all right, since I come onto the radio show, I've been told from different other contacts of mine that, you know, my warrior society had a PayPal account. No, we don't have a PayPal account. It's a lie. Whoever told some of my constituents that's crock of bull. We don't have that.
What's up? What is that? What are you talking about? What is that?
Well, what is that? A PayPal account is from certain individuals on your radio show that told of Strongheart, of who we are in South Dakota, okay? And at the same time, they're not seeing that. What I'm telling you guys is the truth, okay? And it's never going to change anything. Okay? It's always going to be here. All this graft and corruption, okay? And I'm not trying to ponder your radio show. It's just what I'm saying is,
we,
the last time
I think
I
you gave us the
show,
wrong website. I, this
no,
is the
I didn't
first
give you
time
no
I'm
wrong
Strongheart. Well, this is the first time I've seen
it. Chunte Tiza.
Oh wait, I'm looking at Strongheart Fellowship. That's not you, is it? Okay, well let's look at. Okay, give me the name of your website so we can pull it. The one that you showed me. Spell it out, because I found it and you said that was it. I thought so. You don't have a. So you're not set up at all, right? You don't even have
a
PayPal account.
No, we're not set up. We don't have a PayPal account.
Tell us. Oh, so you need our help.
We put that information on that made us look like we didn't have anything, and then people were saying different understandings to it, when in fact it never had happened.
Okay, so you don't have a website.
No, I'm computer literate.
Somebody
once and for all, I keep telling people. And so, you know, you were saying that you guys were going to help us, and we haven't received anything.
Well, what we can
like
do,
that.
Yeah, well,
so it's
we'll be
okay.
glad to, but we have to. We've only been in business on the air 4 months, and we're just now getting together a conference. So we're brand new at this. We thought y'all had websites. I have websites, but they're information. They're not products set up to do products yet. So everybody that I talked to,
we told everybody was they were all exceptional. We told them straight up what it was, and you know the
Pine
even,
Ridge.
Thomas Hawksblood. He can
He's
verify that for you.
I'm here.
He
well, what,
can verify
what?
That for you. Because
yeah,
I
well,
told him,
the name.
We're not a 501c3.
Well, we got to learn. Okay, well, we're not either, so you know that. You know, we're not. We're just 4 months of radio show only. And what we're trying to do is get other people involved that want to help us, you know, with our products and services, and then we can help you. But the people out there, all we could do was give them your P.O. box, right? Whatever you said is what they heard. And then after that, you said something about your sister had a website. So what's that website your sister had? I thought you said Pine Ridge. What'd you say? Give it to us so we can look at something. You gave us one or two words.
Anyway, here's what I want to say, okay? I'll let you guys have your show, and you guys can continue to do what you're doing. And, you know, the need out here in South Dakota is here. I haven't received anything from you guys, and that's fine. That's fine. It's okay. So, I'll look for help for these elders another place, because I got a lot on my plate. I'm worrying about, you know, the relative that passed away, this grandfather. He's 81 years old. His family don't have things to put together for them. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, when I was on your radio show, everyone, you know, even you said you was going to send something. I haven't received anything, and that's fine.
Well, I told you when we get paid on the 3rd. So give me your P.O. box number, and I can do the same thing. One lady is sending some money to Tommy. Tommy, did you get anything yet? Because she gets paid on
didn't
the 3rd.
Didn't get anything in the mail yet at all. Nothing.
Okay, well, I didn't either, but I didn't ask him to send it to me. The lady asked for Tommy's website. So, Dwayne, we've been talking about you constantly, so has Hugh. And we got some more Indians on here. They're Indians just like I'm 1/8 Washita type of look.
Well,
there's Shoshone,
better be
Washita.
Real Indians, okay? A lot of real Indians that claim to be Indian. The thing that we run into out here in South Dakota, a gentleman out in California by the name of David Raphael told me an organization in Minnesota was trying to raise money and funding for elders and people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Now, there was a Minnesota-based organization raising money for my people. No, I'm here doing this. I'm trying to help my people. What's Minnesota
well,
doing?
Us
they get to remarkable your letter of acceptance to get people to donate. No, that's wrong. It's a sad situation. There are 2 million nonprofit organizations out there in this country.
Well,
okay,
we don't have one.
They don't look at the conditions.
We don't have one.
Minutes.
We don't have an organization, okay? So what we're trying to do is create one. Do you understand? But,
well, yeah,
you
I understand
know,
what you guys are saying. But what I'm
okay,
trying
well,
to
give me your,
to you
give
guys
me the
on.
Website you gave to us. What website
called,
did you direct us to?
It's called Chante Tiza. It's called Strong. It's called Chante Tiza. Chante Tiza.
C-O-N-T-E.
C-A-N-T-E.
That's what I, okay, C-A-N-T-E.
T-E.
T-E.
And then T-E-N-Z-A. Turn that either.
Tommy, are you writing this down? Because I asked Tommy for it, and he couldn't remember it either. He took notes.
I'm in the car.
We're trying to locate you.
Anyway, Mark, you guys enjoy what you guys got to do. That post office box is box 512, Hill City, South Dakota, 57745. Hey, that's okay, man. I'll keep looking elsewhere to find out for my elders. But you guys enjoy your show. It's much needed to you. I don't have to tell you guys on that. But you enjoy yourselves, and thanks for having me on there.
I still don't understand how to spell it, so... Did you discuss with your elders about the made Native American Indian products? Did you discuss that with them? Maybe. Hello. I guess not. Okay.
Well, look. I'll try calling him.
Tommy, I don't know how to help them because. The website that he directed me to last time looked very good. There's some Indians out there that have websites that look good, but from what he was telling us on the radio show is they weren't cooperating with each other, right? There was alcohol problems, and they weren't getting the money. And you know because you've been out there how many problems there are, right?
Usually when it goes to an organization, the money never goes to the native people.
Right, okay.
So like I said, we need to get funds and then to ship them directly to a family out in South Dakota, like just directly to
him.
Well,
did you tell him that? Because everybody needs money right now. And I don't think he can go on anyone's blog talk radio show and, you know, he can give them his name and the P.O. box and who he represents, but... You know, if you're going to represent the Lakota people or individuals, you have to give us some way to be understand what's going on because people just, we're all poor as far as I know. You know,
well,
I don't know who he's talking to.
I know everybody doesn't have money right now. That's true. But everybody can donate something, even if it's $1, $5, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
but who's getting it? I still don't know.
Here's the problem. The problem is it doesn't go anywhere if it goes to an organization. If it goes to the government, like they put in the fund and what they do with it. Like even the health programs, that money goes to pay for certain people, certain things that they use, but it breaks down.
Yeah, so he's not
people.
Set up. Yeah. Well, unless you go there, Tommy, I mean, and I haven't even met you yet. I don't think he understands. Yes, our spirit's in the right place. And, you know, it's like we want to organize. But people just don't have money to, I mean, you watch TV in the news. They got people on Link TV saying, you know, we don't have any money. And we thought Obama was going to do better. And we don't have the gas money. We don't have food money. And all these organizations, I think he's got a point, but I don't know that he knows who he's addressing, you know, because he sounds like he's got a chip on his shoulder. And people don't like to be yelled at about chips on the shoulder, especially when, you know, I know what he's saying. And he gave me a website last time to a couple of them. I thought he said his sister ran them, you know, and I could see it.
He did say his sister had a website.
I could swear he did, and I can go back and listen to it, but what is this?
Strongheart.
How can people help people when we don't know who they are or how to get to them? That's why they're supposed to set up organizations, because the government has ways for that. Now, if it's the Strongheart Fellowship Program, that's what I see, Strongheart, when I put it in, it goes Strongheart Fellowship.
That could be something, but basically he's out here for help for his people directly. All right. There's no government. There's no U.S. government that helps Native people, really. All right. And
yeah, I understand the argument. I understand the argument.
The argument
but he didn't
the money
say.
Money has to go to
and,
a person, and that person has to send it to them. You want to call it an honor system? Yes. You have to say, is it going to go to these people? Is it a fraud? Is it this? I mean, people are going to worry about that. They're
well, are you
going to
send
money.
Them any money? Are you going to send
what?
Him any money? And if so, where?
Well, he's got a P.O. box. You put a money order in that? And, or, well, I wouldn't
say that. Well, I told him all I could do is tell people to send $20 because without knowing blindly, I think people don't know who he is other than a voice on a radio show that sounds angry at people, you know?
Well,
and,
you remember the name Soupy Sales?
Oh, sure.
Well, on one of his last shows, he said to the children, all right, just everybody, he was talking to the kids, just go in your mom's pocketbook, take out a couple of dollars and send it to me. He got thrown off the air for that. All right?
Right.
So, I mean, when we send money, sure, people are going to want to track it and everything else, but Native people need real physical support if you can get in touch with certain people. Like, I'm trying to get in touch with the person that goes out to the reservation that can bring it right on the reservation, because if it goes through the tribal council, it disappears.
I believe you, and I've never met you before.
So what I want
but
to
I believe you, and you have,
I'll
you
get
know.
In touch with him.
Yeah, you do that, because you've been
with,
there.
I'll get in touch with him after the show. I'll try to figure out something out. If anything comes my way, I will send it to him. But a friend of mine,
yeah, well,
he's
got to realize, I told him, people don't get paid on their Social Security checks. And, Tommy, everybody we're working with is 60 and above on Social Security, you know? So
I understand
the same way. Everybody only has what they get paid from the government on the cert. And everybody is maxed out for their own home and what they got to pay for cold air, winter air. And, you know, he's like, he needs help. But you don't do it by coming on a blog talk and being angry at people, you know. And
well,
the blog,
I have to admit,
the one he showed me.
I have to admit, in South Dakota, the anger is pretty high. And that's why there's
obviously.
Still a rebel. That's why there's still a fight going between the government and the Native people there. I mean, if they bent over and said, okay, do whatever you want, the government would have did everything they wanted and help them a little. But since they're...
Well, we can help spiritually. We're here for him.
Spiritually, they don't need help spiritually.
They
don't need
money.
They need money. That's the bottom line. They always needed money ever since they were put on a reservation. The problem is...
He wants me to give him $750 for Talk Fusion. I'd give it to him if he had it. I don't have it. So I've got to create a spiritual energy for people that want to come together and share in what I call a co-op. Now, if he wanted to play fair personally and be a part of a co-op and help realize that you either have to provide a product or a service, there's no handouts anymore. There's just none. I don't know what the world's going to come to, but everybody's going to have to learn to be spiritually self-sufficient and go inside, you know, just like Khalifa said. And
well,
if you get yourself spiritually right, you can't be lashing out at angry people expecting them to, you know, give you something, because we're not a church.
I mean, he has a little anger because nothing's happening right now. But as far as the spiritual side, no matter how spiritual you come, no matter what people think, it doesn't change the whole aspect of what kind of a car they're going to drive, what kind of house they're going to have, unless they pull into that vein. If you want to be rich, you follow rich people. You want to be spiritual, you follow spiritual people. You don't follow a spiritual
well,
person and become rich.
Well, what's he saying? He wants money, and he wants people to send it to him. I hear that.
Right, exactly.
You know?
That's what
but
he's
some
saying.
People
exactly.
told me that they sounded like they have an alcohol problem, but he touched me spiritually. I have no doubt that he touched me spiritually, and I believe his quest is real, and he's just a voice on a computer inside the Internet to people. They can hear his connection to spirit, but... You know, he should come back to that spirit and help himself create a good energy, don't you think? Because I swear he gave me a website and I can't find it now, and I couldn't understand. Khalifa, did you write down what he was saying? Could you understand what he was saying?
I did my best. This is what I thought, but I'm not sure of it. It sounded like he said C-U-N-T-E-T-E-E-V-A, but I'm not sure of that. I was having a hard time getting that, but I want to confer again with you. Give a man a fish, he'll eat for it a day. Teach him how to fish, he'll eat forever. You can spend $20 this week, and next week, everyone can be dead again. And I beg to differ. If you don't tap into your own spirit, provision has been made for each one of us. And as you said, you know, each one of us, we all have unique things we're going through. But we must have joyful expectation. And we must look to the Most High, not to each other. And that's really where it's all at. And someone who comes expecting other people to feed them for one day and don't have the energy put out there to receive again and again and again, but not only to feed the elders know how to feed themselves. It's the children. It's the children. I mean, if the elder died at 81, it's been eaten for a long time. And we have to be real. We have to tell the truth. Thank you for listening.
Well, he's mad because he's angry because his mailbox did not fill up with money. But number one, I didn't know where to send it. And another thing is, one of the PayPals did have a PayPal account, but I don't know which one it was. I thought he gave me two others. And so far, I couldn't talk to Hugh because my own husband goes to dialysis 3 times a week. He was throwing his guts up. He's been real sick. And Hugh was calling me to tell me he was going to see how many people that he knew that had Indian blood in them would show up. And so I heard the message, but I couldn't get to him because I had to take my husband to the hospital. So I called Tommy and asked Tommy Hawksblood if he would help me with understanding what Hugh was doing and then if he could talk to Dwayne. And so he did that, you know, so he worked and did that for me personally. And I didn't have all the information, and I still, here's what I've got. Spirit of the Mother, the C-U-N-T-T-E-Z-A, P.O. Box 512, 57745. And I know his name's Dwayne, and he's off the line, so I didn't even get to write his number down, you know, to even see it. So it's all sketchy still. I can go back and listen to it, but I told him people don't get paid till the 3rd. And, you know, if everybody sends him $20, and the reason I said that, I thought I'd have a better chance of getting people to send somebody they absolutely don't know money. And, you know, it's like my husband said, you don't know that he's going to take it and drink it. He sounds pretty mad to me. You know, he could take it and drink it up himself. So how do we know?
I personally give as a spirit leads, and spirit's not leading me. So I don't apologize.
Right. Well, it was last time he was on Tuesday, and he touched my spirit very deep. And I believe he has a degree in psychology, is what he said. And yeah, we have to take people on faith and use our own discernment. And I can't help it if he came on the show asking people for help and they didn't help. You know, all I can do is for me and this radio show that I pay for. And I allow people to come on and share their, I guess you'd say, experiences. And
right.
I do want to help the Indians. I mean, I'm not lying about that. Tommy, you know that. I've got only an eighth in me. It may only be a 16th. I got to work it out because my father told us all our life, because we'd come home crying why they were mean to us in school. And he said, because you're part Indian. So we accepted it. Okay, we don't fit in. My brother was really bad in that. They said he was half black, and when he was at South Carolina, he had sort of kinky hair and brown skin, face all over, big butt. So they all assumed that Nathaniel Burton Thurman was a half Indian, half black, you know, or half white, but something
well,
other
that's
than
what
white.
I'm telling you that the indigenous people were of dark olive you call black. But we have to stop. You see, the slave names are Negro, black, and colored. We are not slaves. We are indigenous to this continent. And Hawkeye and I both have hair to our waist, even though it's kinky. So we are, so the thing about it is that we know it's in our DNA. We've always known. But now the truth is just coming out. Once we become spiritual, then the truth makes us free.
Well, and you know, a lot of us that look at paperwork, like I'm like an administrator person, and I know that on the North American continent, they break it down, which I had to do the other day, and I didn't even know which one I was. So I put Caucasian, right? So they're breaking down the names, but why?
But that means
I don't know why they do that.
That means you're from the Caucasus Mountains. That's your nationality. You're from the Caucasus Mountains.
But I've got
and
several parts in there, but it's not fair.
Yeah, but you see,
so
this
that means
is what,
I'm from the Caucasus Mountains.
All I'm saying is this is the confusion that has to be straightened out. And once we know who we are, we don't beg anymore for help.
Right.
Once we
well,
know
I don't beg for help. I've always been able to make it on my own and knew that I had different mixtures in me. But, you know, I worked my whole life. But he's saying on the Native American property that somehow we've set it up over here. And I don't think he realizes we don't have to be all Indian. I don't think, I mean, maybe to be on the reservation. I don't know the point was of that because he excluded all of us that are part Indian. And that's confusing, too, you know. I mean, I understand.
I'm a doctor of metaphysics, and I'm really very much into studying and teaching. And remember that Indian was not a race here. Columbus called the people here Indians because he said he thought he was in India. That was a lie.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, because Indians, now we do call them India Indians, right? Or an India Indians.
India.
Well, you have to,
are
no,
they
we can debate.
Yeah, the people are indigenous, they're aboriginal indigenous people to this continent.
Right. So it, actually, everybody, unless they were born on this continent, and then you still got relatives, and that's why we have all these ancestor.com and looking at our ancestors, and that's a good point that really it all does need to be hashed out because as far as I'm concerned, I just am visiting this planet, and it's a lot easier for me to realize that I just have extraterrestrial inheritance and came to this planet and take it to that level. I'm happy there. I speak well from that place. You know, I understand my spirit.
Extraterrestrial people, you'll see when you see pictures of them, they had their helmets on. And the scientists say that we have only 5% of our DNA that they can read. They found out that the other 95% is written in an extraterrestrial language, which means that if we meditate on symbols, and the ancient symbols that have left for us, we will wake up that DNA. And that's what
well,
it is
symbols
about.
Is, all right. Because the ones on the ship, to me, look like hieroglyphics. When you go through a portal in the ship that I've been on, over it, it looks, I've got some. My grandmother, they're a mixture of Indian and Egyptian and something else. But I have some myself, and they're extraterrestrial. I've written down, as has my husband, and we've seen them on the ship. And I happen to have them, believe it or not, on a napkin. But I put it under this piece of cellophane in my collection book because I wanted to remember them. You know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't read them, and I didn't know what they meant.
Well,
and I've heard some people that see them outside the UFOs.
Here's a little bit separation in all that. Okay, yes, there's tribes. We came from certain races, and there are different races that different people came from. We all didn't come from the same race. Now, for a fact,
there's only two races.
Race,
and that's human race.
You can look at the human race.
That's what we need
nationality.
To do. Well, we say we're spiritual people, but we need to tell the truth. There are different nationalities, different cultures.
The truth is,
only one race.
You could say we're all one race, but we are different. The different races that came here, the Anunnaki, the giants that lived here, we can go into the beings that lived in Ohio that are 9-foot beings, like you talked about maybe. But there's different races because they are from different worlds. We all didn't come from the same place. And that's the problem, because if you say black, red, yellow, white, and green, that's just
I don't say that. There's no such thing.
No. I know you're not saying that. But the truth is, different races came here. Races from other worlds came here, not the same race. So you can say we're all one race. We're one with the Greys. We're one with the Reptilians. We're one with the Anunnaki, the Sumerians, the Maurians. I mean, we're all one race if you want to say that. But even in the United States, there was only one true native race that lived inside the United States, and that was the Hopi people. Then other tribes came from all parts of the world. You can debate that. But I was with the elders, including the Mayan elders. The Mayans are trying to say they brought the Hopi people to the United States, which they didn't. I was with the elders, Hopi elders.
The Hopis were here before the Mayans. They built the same places in Egypt, on Mars, all around the universe, the same people.
It's only been proven that the Sumerians built the pyramids and the Egyptians took it over. All right,
and Egyptian is not a nationality. They were ancient Kemet. The Europeans gave them the name Egyptians. They're Kemetans.
Okay.
Kemet is the name of the nation.
Well, man wants a name.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess what we're all going to be interpreting is what's been written,
I'm not interpreting anything. I'm telling you the truth about our culture, and we were
based on what all
over the planet, and probably were other, as you so call, races.
But what
all
are you basing
I'm
it
on? This is the thing that divides us, because there is humanity. There's one race. And there's no such race as Negro, Black, or Colored. Those are slave names that were given you to keep us arguing with each other.
That's like the old history and various cultures and civilizations.
I don't know if you're aware of
Past
Lives.
We're different colors on the ships above, I know that. But we all recognize we're from various galaxies and universes.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
When we're on the ships, we know we're different, and we have our own civilizations, we have our own traditions, we have our own cultures, and we all manage to work together, but we're thousands and thousands of years old, and we're trying to come down and assist people work this out. But I have to be in physical form based on the fact that I am humanoid, and I want to blend in, you know, and I was born here according to my parents. You know, now spiritually we can talk. I've died a couple of times, but I saw gold personages. And half of my goal on earth is to figure out if my spiritual connections when I die are also related in the 3D world to the people that I saw on the ships, if that makes any sense. In other words, I'm still trying to say,
well, you know,
are they connected?
It makes sense to me as long as you know what you're doing. I give you all kudos and send my energy to you, because it's not for me to judge what another person is doing. All I'm sharing is the truth about a people whose nationality was stolen and whose heritage was stolen. And
well,
we
see,
are the ancient ones, and we are the Washita.
The Washita. All right. Well, I've got to look into that. Now, where did you find
Google
this
that.
Information?
Google Washita Moors and see what you come up with.
Okay.
I didn't come on to talk this evening because I know how I am, and I know what I know. And like you said, we're in the age of Aquarius now. It's not what we believe. It's what we know.
What we know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it comes from somewhere inside that is your – I guess that's really who we are. The difference is what we believe and what we know may be waking up inside of us.
Well, the scripture says it's about the two or three witnesses. Every word will be established. It will be confirmed. So everything that you get in your subconscious and everything that comes into your intuition, it will be confirmed. You will get a witness. And then you know. And then it's not for anyone else to judge, me or anyone else. But what I know, and what other people think they know, they think they know. They might believe.
And I
know the witnesses,
you know, these,
I've got, you know.
But you do believe these blog talk radios are good for social intelligence, right? We have to believe we're accomplishing something just by knowing each other's voice, because we, you know, we're not to a point where we can see each other, and that would help, you know, and if we could get rid of some of these angers people have. But I do know alcohol makes people angry, because I dealt with a mother and father that when they were alive on planet Earth, they're both deceased, and not to talk bad, I'm just talking about my truth, was when they were young, they would drink alcohol, and it would make them angry. And we kids were little bitty kids, and they'd fight. So I know alcohol makes that anger sound in that man. You know, he can be spiritual, and he can be intelligent, and he can be angry, and he can make enemies, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think
I don't
want to
make enemies.
Well, there's very few people that become more intelligent by drinking. The same as if I would disagree on certain drugs. I mean, they could help him become more in touch with his spiritual side.
I didn't say it made him intelligent. That's not what you heard me say, I hope.
Oh, no, no. I know you said they get angry. They do. I lived with so many different drunks. I had 20 of my best friends all died, but they were all drinkers and doing drugs. And I watched them all die. And they all died between 17 and 19.
That's the only second time I heard Dwayne, but he changed personalities from the time he came on. If you guys want to go back and listen to Last Tuesday's radio show, he was very kind. He came on very humble. Then he said his degree was in psychology and made you respect him for going through all he went through. And then he said he'd been in prison, and he lived in his car. And then he said he didn't have no gas money. You know, and
well,
I can relate to him. I've been all that. I just was never an alcoholic or been in prison.
When you're in South Dakota, when you drive around, you can see the level of energy that those people have and how they live. Anger is a really bad part of it. When I was on a reservation, and we were driving at 110 miles with police driving around and all kinds of weird stuff going on. When I went to Waiupi ceremony, I watched what went down in there and how people react and talk, and I saw a car's window got smashed out and things like that. And it was the people that were, this girl was giving them money and funding them. So I could tell you the anger is still there. Yes, that's
same
a problem.
Same thing all over the
serious
country.
You
know, Alaska is really, really bad. Oh, my God. Alaska bringing in the alcohol.
Here's something.
You know, same place. Lots of places.
You think the government has the right to tell Alaska they can't drink?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fair. If you tell the whole United States they can't drink, okay, but not just Alaska.
No, they can tell anybody what they can do.
Oh, no, they arrest them in Alaska. They do. They have police going to the islands, and they go into the...
Well,
I mean, I've put a few people up there.
Their elders are working with them, because the elders... See, it's like this guy's trying to say. They need to get their elders and their chiefs organized and to make their own intervention. That's what Alaska did. The elders got together, and instead of waiting on the police to come and lock their young people up drinking alcohol, because they get it easy, they bring it in and buy it, and they resell it. But the Alaskan people, Tommy, they intervened, and they have their own doctrine, and they have their own court before the police officers get there.
Well, no, they do have FBI government agents going in there arresting the native people, because they do bring liquor into the sweat lodge. And they go inside the sweat lodges
some,
and arrest them.
Wait, let me finish. They do have other ways to they have the
want their people to drink. But that's like me saying, I don't want anybody in the United States to drink. I don't have the right to tell anybody that. I don't. If somebody goes in their house and drinks, they should have any right they want inside their house. The government has no right telling a race, a certain tribe of people, that they can't drink. It's against the constitutional spiritual laws. So, yeah, I would debate that.
My husband smokes, and I don't like it. But he doesn't care what I like, because he smoked when I met him, and he will smoke. And he gets mad because angry, not mad like a dog, angry. He gets angry because he can't smoke when we go to a restaurant in a city. They all have no smoking.
Here's a fact. The last time the Native elders got together and decided to create a bond, which was the Five Nations, and they told Sitting Bull told Crazy Horse, Geronimo, and everybody to surrender. And the day that happened, Geronimo was turned into a puppet for the rest of his life, The Crazy Horse was killed 2 weeks later. And then Wounded Knee happened and slaughtered anybody that wasn't on the reservation. That's what happened. So when people try to get together in a spiritual place, when the government's aware, and I'm saying the government is separate from spirituality. As long as we believe they work with us and we work with them, we're not going to get forward. We're not going to move forward 2 inches because the government is changing what you can farm, what you can eat, how you eat, what's going to be in what you eat. And to think by, I would say, well, I know who I am spiritually. If you know who you are spiritually, you don't have to stay on this planet no more because this planet's being so abused and it's not going to be saved by people. People think they can save
well,
it.
I don't think spiritual people will take their own lives, Tommy, because I've died
I
and come back by choice.
I
know,
didn't
I don't
say
think
take their lives.
Don't want to,
I said you can.
They don't have to
leave.
Stay on the planet anymore, you know, but how, what are you
going to
do?
Transition. I call it transition. Once you're spiritually aware, you can shift to your higher bodies and stay in them, and your physical body will just die. I worked with a few people that did that.
That's a matter of opinion because Enoch, seventh from Adam, walked with the Most High and was not because he was taken. I believe in ascension. I'm going to ascend with my body intact. And I'm not going
to
another
what the Egyptians
planet. I'm going
believe.
To stay right here. Each one of us have an assignment. And this is the thing. I just really wish people would enforce what the Spirit has given them onto other people, like it's gospel.
Well,
just
what you're saying, you're trying to force what you believe, but you say this is the truth.
No,
it's truth.
I tell you what I know
God
about myself. This is the truth about me.
Well,
she
did God tell you that?
From himself.
Well, when
you
talk about tribes and saying one race, we're all different races. We're not one race. This planet isn't composed of one race. If you think the Chinese came from the same seed as the black race, the yellow race, and the red race, which you don't like to use colors,
no, you don't know
didn't.
What you're talking about. But you just
well, here's something you can find out. In Atlantis, there was nine races. There was a blue race, a green race, a white race, I mean a crystal race. They left. The five races left. Four races stayed here. If you were in Atlantis, you would know that. You would know more about the Anunnakis.
You just continue to know what you know. And we who are of this plane of existence, who are planning to stay here, allow us to do that in peace. And then you do what you do.
I'm not stopping you. It's the government that's going to
stop
you.
No one can stop me. All I'm saying is this is the thing. You may as well have to be a religion. Because you're telling people what they have to do and what they can't do. And that's just you.
Well, look, you can do whatever you want in your house. You can do whatever you want in your home as long as you don't get caught. All right? It's that simple. If you think you can smoke marijuana in any part of the United States because you want to, think again. I'm saying you could be as free as you want in your mind, but in reality, you can't drive on the highway.
That's for sure. You're not free. You don't even know or are aware of the way things are changing.
Look, I walk with Jesus.
In our own little personal thing, you don't even realize that this system is coming down. And another
It's coming down, but guess what? A lot of the population may be dying because of it, just like every other race that came and went, because once it gets too out of hand and spirit can't balance it out anymore, it takes the races out.
Well,
that's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what happened in that. That's what happened with Mayans. That's what happened with every race that was taking over the world and controlling it.
We're still here. You just didn't know. We are still here. We are resurrecting ourselves as you speak, sir.
That's fine. I deal with spirit, too. I left my body. I died four times. I met with a lot of the deities and gods that people call gods and stuff like that. I know what's happening. You could say it's my mind, and they say I could say it's your mind that's saying whatever you believe. But when I died, I left my body.
I'm talking about myself and about my culture and about my life and my children for seven generations to come. I don't know anything about yours.
Okay, we'll see what happens in the next 6 months. The Earth's going to change dramatically.
Let's do that. You watch from where you are and see where I am.
You can stay on this planet. There's still rape, child abuse every single second that's going on in this planet. Within an hour, how many children get abused, raped, and starving to death? You think that's a beautiful world? Do you want to stay in a world that's that ignorant and corrupted?
My children are not being raped and they're not starving.
Oh,
that's
because you close your eyes to the rest of the people on the planet.
Well, that's
what people do.
It has to come into its own place in its own time. Knowledge is abounding. Knowledge is
that's
power.
That's why people live in a delusion that the world's perfect in their little world. If I close my eyes.
We're perfected. As we perfect ourselves, our surroundings are being perfected. So,
right.
I mean, that's
I see what she's saying. Each person can make a difference.
Say in Job, he says at the end of Job 22, after he does that intercessory prayer, he says that the Most High will deliver the one for whom you intercede. Even if they're not innocent, they will be delivered because of the cleanliness of your hands.
You
so
believe
you,
the words of a person. You know what Jesus taught?
Let me finish this sentence, I'll let you speak. When you change your vibration, you change the vibration in your environment. Peace be unto you.
Oh, really? Then why is the world so messed up? Because nobody's changing their vibration.
It's not my problem. I didn't mess it up. But I know how to fix my work.
You can say one person, five people. I'm talking about the whole planet. There's 7 billion people on this planet. And 94% of them are starving. So, your little world of being beautiful and peaceful and great and loving, the government's not going to allow you to take
you
over
have
the
a
world.
Problem. That's your problem.
I don't have a problem. I know where I'm going when I die.
No.
I'm looking to leave.
Power to you. I believe you can and you will. And my energy goes towards your truth, that you will accomplish exactly what you planned for your life.
Yeah, and, you know, I think I like to use Jesus because, to me, he was a master at coming to this planet and being in the world and not of it. And I believe he taught about faith, hope, charity, and the greatest is love. And because of his story, it gives people hope and inspiration to love to the fullest and embrace with no regrets, you know. So
it depends on
what you bring to the planet. Because, Tommy, argumentative as you're being, and I'm your friend, I hope, and ascension, we can't teach ascension being with this angry voice and trying to be right for whoever's listening out there. Because, I mean, I know that I got, you know, a negative turnoff to that gentleman that came on, Dwayne. It's only the second time, but when I first heard him, what I was saying to you earlier was he sounded intelligent. He shared, this is basically who I am, I guess, in white man's land, according to him, the way he separated me and him, or us and him, you know, from the reservation is, I want to help them. I don't think he understands. But the thing is, you know, she makes some good points that the people have to help themselves. And I don't know him from Adam. I was willing to send $20 and ask everybody else to, but I don't control the world. All I can do is give people who I am, give them a space
DJ,
to
wait,
speak.
Wait. On that vein, all right, do you think the government could turn around and say everybody on Social Security, welfare, unemployment should go out and get a job, and if they don't, they should die? I mean, if you think the government
Tommy,
should take care of people.
That's not what we're discussing.
Well, when you say people should go out and get a job, this is Native people. The government's watching them. They're watching them die. They won't feed them. They make sure they have no power. They don't give them food when they're out of power and food. They watch them die. 300 children died there on the reservation in 1 year. So
I understand,
when you say,
but like he said, he's not a 501c3, and neither am I. I am only one human being, one extraterrestrial energy that knows that I'm just visiting this planet. And I'm here to bring in the Ascension Center with a logo and a bond of trying to bring people together and hopefully create a conference. But I don't want to think you're going to run them off, Tommy. You're going to be like, Dwayne, you know?
Well, just like Tommy. We have learned, we come from agriculture. We come from an agricultural community. We know how to grow our herbs. We know how to grow our own food. And indigenous people know these things. It's in our
DNA. Yeah, people should be
doing that
if they're allowed on the reservation.
You know,
so he's saying
we're
not Indian and we're off the reservation, I guess. I don't have to turn you off the reservation.
We all have excuses. There are some people, they enslave the other people. They committed genocide against. and that they're still committing genocide. That's what they do.
Okay, on that vein, because you knew how to grow, the Native people knew how to grow from day one. All right, the government's spraying the whole planet with chemicals every single day. Toxic chemicals, which are going to make our children sick and very, with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's when they're very young. They're spraying the whole planet. You're not going to be able to have a yard anywhere on this planet that's not being sprayed by chemicals that's toxic.
That's absolutely not true. And we do have yards.
Yes.
We do grow.
Yeah.
You can grow your house. And we teach people about hydroponic greenhouses. You need to learn
the
more
government,
for yourself, and then you can help us take care of themselves.
All right. The government is passing bills right now.
What you need.
See, but people don't want to hear the truth. The government's passing bills right now saying you're not going to be able to grow your own vegetables. It's in court right now. And if it goes through, nobody will be able to have their own private garden. They know if anything bad happens, if anybody has food, they can take over and live. They don't want anybody to be self-sufficient. All right. If you think you can grow your vegetables, you will be for a little while. They passed a bill after 9/11 happened saying you cannot store more food than 2 years of supply for four people.
Right, but Tommy, you shouldn't teach because you and your defeatist attitude, you know, you give no
it's
hope.
It's not defeatist.
Hope for our future.
No, you can dream
there's
of a fairy godmother. All the people.
And,
this might be my last show because people want to believe in the fairy godmother.
And matter of fact, I just want to log off now. And I, you know, thank you for listening. And I don't want to take your space or take over anything you're saying or doing.
Well, you're welcome to come back anytime.
They cannot help themselves because that's not what we teach.
I want you to know that you know what we're trying to create here. I hope is a loving environment for everybody to feel comfortable with saying who they are and what their ascension means to them. You know, and Sunday is supposed to be a good time. I don't understand why this Indian stuff is so volatile. You know, I'd like to understand it.
Because the white race doesn't want to hear anything about Native people. The bottom line, they don't care what happens.
I don't think that's a true
you know,
statement, though, Tommy.
TJ,
I'm sitting here telling y'all I want to understand.
Wait. TJ, I danced at hundreds of powwows all across the United States. Every one of them, people come up to me and say, oh, they're not real Natives. Oh, there's not many Native people left. And these are people.
Well, that's the same thing that guy was telling me. I better check to see if they're 100% Indian. What difference does it make if they have the spirit
and
want to help other people?
If your mother, you have to be there's a full blood and a half blood. And anything other than a half blood, you're not accepted as a Native. And the government made that sure. You can't get a tribal card unless your mother or father.
The government planted you on this call. Because you give all the power to them. You give all the power to them. And those people have no power at all. There are more of us than there are of them. Now think about that.
Well, that's
and
why,
I'm
you know, wait,
that.
Wait. Here's a question you should figure out. It was 50 million Native people.
That's a good point. No, she makes a good question. Tommy, listen to her.
She
I know
doesn't.
What I know.
Here's a question.
I don't need to figure out anything. So you just think about
50,
what I said. There's four of us in there.
If there's more people thinking positive thoughts, Tommy, they're the ones that can make a difference, not the ones bitching about everything. We can make a difference by coming together.
Think about it.
We can change spiritual.
Well, TJ, listen.
Think about
50,
Martin Luther King.
Let me just say this. There was 50 million Native people here 200 years ago. They're down to less than 750,000. The government says they will eliminate the Native nation in the United States within the next 6 years. And I'm telling you that for a fact.
Who said
going
that?
At the four, I know that. The four corners are going to be destroyed.
Who said that? Well, I mean,
what?
I'm an investigator by heart, too. I'd like to know why they're trying
to
kill
you know all. Why? People laugh at the truth. They're afraid of the truth.
I'm sorry.
Good. Okay, laugh at what happened to the East Coast. That wasn't natural.
You're so full of fear, it's pathetic.
No,
and
you're so full of,
speaking this to
you're
people,
full of delusion.
So
you don't want to see the truth. You'd rather believe in a fairy godmother than
a savior.
To present
it. TJ, but Tommy,
look.
This is about learning to speak speak without being angry, Tommy. And you understand you're coming across just like Dwayne. When you go back and listen to this, you've got to understand that we don't accomplish things when we raise
TJ,
our voice.
Do you know people
when you
don't
do
want to? Well, you know why? Because people don't want to hear the truth. The second it goes
you're
to anything they don't want,
it's the truth.
It, wait,
depends
let
on
me
the
just
individual.
Say let me just finish. This might be the last show I do, so listen to what I'm going to say. When a person hears the truth and it doesn't ring to what they want to believe in, it's fear. When you talk about the government, which is real, when you talk about planets changing and shifting, it's real. But when you talk about what could happen. Oh, no. I'm going
to
wave my hand.
Who's paying you to sit up here and lie to the people?
No, I'm not lying to the people. You're lying to the people, telling them everything's okay. It's not okay.
You got exposed because you're helpless. You can't do anything about
helpless.
It, and you're
don't
allowing
I can't
them
do anything
to
about
lie
it.
You to lie to your own people. Shame on you. You know better.
You know, I could be a fairy godmother and tell everybody stories, and everybody would be happy and buy my books and give me all the money.
Keep your mouth shut.
You know, I think you should do because you're telling people more fairy stories about one race. They stole your race. You know how many races lived on this planet? A lot. And as they think that you're one root race, that's the root race of all the races? No, go further back. Go back to Atlantis. See the races that live there.
Brother, you need to humble yourself in the sight of the Most High. That's what you need to do.
It's just people.
Attitude is not what is going to bring us through. You shall
gotta find a balance. And I think
you know
the
balance
whole
is. No,
talking,
balance means
isn't
the
it?
People. No, balance the people. What did Jesus do when he went to the church on Sunday when all these people were doing ignorant things?
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Do you know anything about Jesus? Do you know anything about Jesus? What he taught?
Is Greek for Zeus. Are you speaking of the Messiah, the Redeemer who came and died for your sins? Are you talking about Zeus? Who are you talking about?
Do you know anything about Adam and Eve even? Do you know who they were dealing with, what God they were dealing with?
I know so much more than you.
I was with Jesus. Do not. Look, you're pathetic.
I know
you knew what Jesus was teaching.
You know what? I know too much.
You knew what Jesus was teaching.
Hey, Tommy, I'll need to sort of calm down, Tommy. Your energy... You're going to have a heart attack. Stop it. You just need to calm down because you're getting too heated.
He tells me.
And people can't listen to you when you're yelling. They turn you off. You ran everybody off. Nobody's here anymore. They're all gone. They all went away. So, Tommy, if people won't listen to you, you don't accomplish your mission. Do you understand? And I'm telling you that as a friend with a radio show. That you're yelling on. So calm your sweet spirit down and know that people love you and you can get your point across if you don't raise your voice. I wish my husband would listen to me right now.
Well, as I said, I was law and order governs all things. And, Tommy, I've run into many people like you. I know you when I see you, when I hear you. And there's always time to redeem. You can redeem the time. But just know the truth. And the truth will make you free.
He knows his truth. He gets very emotionally charged. Because he knows so much work that he's tried to do.
I'm sorry, but he hasn't dug deep enough. Because he doesn't know the whole truth. And that's why he's angry with me. Because I've been studying for 33 years. The Spirit has been revealing our natural truth. Spirituality and natural remedies. That's our.
Look, the world's been being destroyed over and over, and more people leave because they're ignorant. They don't want to learn. They don't want to become spiritual. They believe that this planet is heaven.
It's not spiritual to teach people that the government has more power than the Most High, the Creator of all that is not spiritual.
Well, do you think God... You think God wanted to see New Jersey get wiped out and people died? You think God cares about these other countries? You think there's other countries that are getting millions of people getting killed, Tibet being destroyed by China?
Yeah,
you think that's spiritual? Do you know anything about that? You know,
what does God spell backwards?
That's what you might call it. God is only a word.
Dog. And you're telling people they're going to die like dogs because you use the word God. The Elohim. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh.
You can call him Elohim. Jehovah God.
I know you guys are friends, and I'm not going to...
I wish I could send you a personal email.
I think you know
your truth.
Thank you for allowing me to live in your truth.
Bye.
Well, each night is a different night, and each night is a unique topic. But
Tommy got off. I want to apologize if I have invaded this space because you know what you're supposed to call to the people, and I said I wasn't going to speak.
Tommy's gone. Tommy dropped off. I don't know if he's going to come back or not because there's only a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
But this has had some kind of weird noise in it all night. I don't know if it's aggravating people or what. Can you hear it? Or
I don't hear
it. You can't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. My line is just as clear.
Wow. So it's my line. Oh,
but anyway,
my gosh. Well,
sometimes come on our show and that you can listen, you know, to what we bring. We're here to wake up our people, and we start with the song called Wake Up. And so I would like to, you know, support your unity and whatever it is that we have in common. And I don't have any problem with...
Well, we'll just have to research that because...
I've connected with people who are like-minded, who are waking up our people, who are teaching us about constitutional law and about our
Constitution and the Declaration. You mean of the United States of America?
Constitutional law.
Is that what you're talking?
But as I said, we're before the Constitution. And one more thing I want to say is that. Excuse me. Know that your birth certificate that you have makes you a corporation. That's why
really?
You have want. And that's part of the
that.
Thing that see when we come and talking like this, there's always someone who's going to try to sabotage us and stop us from telling that truth. And you're going to have to put a lien on that straw man in order to get the government from stop whoring you, because that's what they've done to all of us. They've taken that
birth certificate.
Borrowing money, getting money on us since they started doing it, especially since 1933.
Well, I don't understand. So are you saying, can you enlighten me? You mean since 1933 year, how do you see a birth certificate as a corporation? Because what? I thought a corporation took three spirits.
Go look up common law. Look up UCC. Look up the straw man. Look up what I told you before about the doctrine of discovery. All this has been planned for hundreds of years, and their plan did not work. And their minions are angry because they're coming down now. It's been exposed, and it's all over. So the system is over.
I know, but you said the birth certificate is a corporation. I've heard that before. I'm trying to locate how people think of a birth certificate as a corporation, and then I could go down to the dominant.
All capital letters is not natural. The United States of America is a corporation. The Federal Reserve System is a corporation. And the citizens that have birth certificates are corporations. And they've been giving, the Queen of England has been making money off their birth certificate. That's how they're hoarding up all this wealth, them and the Catholic Church. You see, we can't be so spiritually minded that we don't know what's going on here. And when people start to get angry, that's because this truth is about to come out. And they've been saying something completely different. it's about freedom now. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice are the five principles we are supposed to be operating in. And when you operate in those principles, there's nothing that can stop you. Nothing. Especially not a defunct corporation like the U.S. government. Now, I'm telling
you what
I know.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
It's already happened. Why do you think all these, have you heard about the bankers that are being arrested who are resigning all over the place, all over the world?
Oh, yes.
Because all part of this scam that's been going on. But it's been exposed.
And you think
and
all
so
the people getting together has helped us?
That people need to do before they get up hollering and telling everybody that the government is so powerful. They are not powerful. A lot of their plans to destroy us have not come to fruition and are not going to come to fruition. And you would think people would be, especially spiritual people, would be happy about that. It should be a bear witness. But a lot of these names that we've been using, and I understand about Jesus. I still say it myself sometimes, but that's not what his mother named him. His mother named him Yeshua. And in Isaiah 9, it says his name should be called Wonderful Counselor. And then they put God in there. God is not a Hebrew word. It's a German word. And a German man told me this. And I said, for what? He said, for whatever form of the Most High that they want you to look to. But the scriptures say the God of this world is the devil. So we have to be careful what words we use. Because our own words are taking us into bondage to a system that we hate.
You know, that's another lady. You'll have to come on Monday night. Because have you heard of Kathy Watson? She thinks like you do, that words are powerful, and she's going to come on to discuss the feminine divine in her book called Choices.
Mm-hmm.
And she speaks beautifully, but she believes in the power of the spoken word. And
yes,
she's 78 years old. And she has her own blog talk.
I use an acronym for Jesus because we all say it. I use to join earthly substance unto spirit. That's what our assignment is here, to realign ourselves, to ascend back into the spirit realm as he did. He came that we don't have to suffer death. And even if you read the Book of Mormon, the Mormons knew this, but because of money,
right. They
pulled out.
Right. That's what happened. Exactly. I think maybe Joseph Smith did see Angel Moroni, and I believe that maybe the golden plates were given to him to use the Urim and Thummim, two stones, to interpret, but it got lost in the translation.
And his deacons didn't want to give him back. They wanted to keep the wealth for themselves. But he tells you the more men, we are Wachita Moors. And George Washington in the 17, I think around 1775, had a treaty with the Emperor of Morocco, in which the Emperor of Morocco was superior in that treaty. But you see, people don't know the true story. All the stuff I'm telling you, you can Google it and verify it. And I'm not here only to say what the Spirit tells me to say, and I think it's because your heart is full of love and the Spirit, the five principles I was talking to you. And that's why I had to speak. But I had no intention because I do not like having these conversations with people who don't want the truth to be told, no matter who it is. And so I'm not going to be on the next show because she should have her time and her space. I do have my own show, and we'll be on Wednesday live at 11 o'clock. You're welcome to come and join us. We'll look forward to it.
Oh, Wednesday at 11. Now, she does 11, too. Kathy does.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on the same time.
Yeah, she does Wednesday.
She does the same time you do. Kathy Watson does the same time, but you can... archive it, but her book is Choices. She's a friend of Hugh Charlton. And, you know, Hugh does a lot of work to bring people together. And he had told me about Tommy's anger and things Tommy said, too. And Tommy is a loving person, and he wants to do help people. He really does. He has a very good spirit. And I think even his partner, and he knows his anger, and he comes across loud. But I don't know what it is that makes him. I think people can speak their truth from the heart chakra, you know, and not get so much in the head.
Because I have Mars conjunct Mercury in Scorpio, so that's why I do it from. It's not anger, and it might not be anger with him either, you know. Just maybe.
Oh, it may just be.
It
may
just
be his way of speaking. But, you know, I'm hoping to use this like we did in Toastmasters and use it as a place for speechcraft, you know, for practicing our skills.
Right.
And I can see him being a great speaker. He's been, at least what he tells me, and I want to believe him. I have no reason to doubt anything he says. That's his truth. But, you know, meeting other individuals, they all have their own truth. And I want to believe in synergy and what we can create as a social intelligence and a spiritual synergism. Because a lot of people come to me because I'm a spiritual advisor or life coach. But I come from an old line of in the old days they called psychics. And they still, but they've gone over into the entertainment realm. And there's companies that want to take them over. Various groups that want to represent them and then pay them money to do that. And I just always said I don't charge for my spiritual awareness, but I do charge for my time on earth, because everybody has a given trait of abundance, if that makes any sense, you know. So I always taught any of my people that came to me, whether they would call themselves mystics, oracles, psychic sages, or teachers, and I even had some call themselves prophets or prophetess using tarot and oracle energy of various tools. Well, you know, all the real spiritual people I ever really met never charged for their spirit, their gift to mankind, humankind, but they do understand they only have so much time on earth, and I don't think that it's wrong to ask for an exchange, because that's all it is. It can be anything. Be a chicken.
Yeah.
Can be a chicken. Can be a turnip, you know.
Well, I understand you perfectly. You know, I am a Kabbalist. I've been a student of Kabbalah for many years. And
a lot
of people find it hard to believe that I'm Pentecostal and I'm a certified astrologer by the International Association for Astrological Research, ISAR. You'll find my name on the astrologers. And so I'm not coming from a place of emotion, even though I'm a very emotional person. I know what I know, and I study to show myself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I've been instructed to do. And my main ministry is intercession and to hold on to the Most High with one hand, and us with the other. And I've been told to hold my ground here in this plane of existence and to live and not die, and that's what I'm going to do. And so I don't have any problem with anyone else and what their assignment is, because I don't know what happens in their secret place. It's not my business.
Right.
So,
well, different
I give people
you coming together.
Work. I just want to say I give thanks for you and the work that you do. And,
well, thank you. You too. I'll return it.
Or listen to our show in the archives, because it's very controversial. But
your show is controversial?
Because of the fact that I'm talking about etymology and the names and teaching my people that they are not, they were not put here to be enslaved, and that they are not Negro, Black, and colored. That those are the names that their captives gave, their slave masters gave them in order to keep them in bondage. And when they put
I see what you're saying. Those were words. Okay. So
right.
What do you what will they use in the future, the next 2,600 years or so? Or have you gotten anything
you know,
for the next 50
far,
years?
They can use Moorish American. They can use Wachita Moor.
Moorish, like the Moors, M-O-O-R-S?
Yeah, O-O-R-S. Mormon. That's who that's who Joseph Smith was talking about, the Moors.
M-O-O-R-S?
Uh-huh. Or M-U-U-R-S. But you can Google those words. I'm surprised that you said she came from the Wachita, maybe using the Wachita River, but the Wachita is W-A-S-H-I-T-A-W. We are...
I don't know. I just know was part of my... Yeah, I lived on the Wachita River where I was born, where I touched down. My spirit touched down was along the Wachita at the St. Francis Hotel. And so they had one of those, too. St. Francis Hospital.
What state was that in?
Monroe, Louisiana. It was in Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh,
Louisiana.
My goodness, well, that's what the Empress is there. The Empress of the Wachita, and she did a lot of warring to make it known. So just Google Empress Burdisi of the Wachita.
Empress who?
Burdisi. I don't know how to spell it right now. But she has a book called A Return of the Ancient Ones.
Oh, does she? Okay, so I can... You don't know how to spell...
We're talking about the mound builders.
Oh, okay. I know about them. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've read about them. I got a book on them. So
the
Return of the... Yeah, Return of the who? So what did she say?
Ancient. A-N-C-A-I-E-N-T. Ancient Ones.
Ancient Ones. Okay. Yeah, I've got a book on that, and I'm very much into history, and I love art, culture, and education, and, of course, we've got science, technology we have to add, but we also add history and folk life, and I've got to add those art, culture, education, science, technology,
well,
history, and folk life.
We're about her story now, where his story is not true. His story is not true. What the children have been learning in the schools and what they've been saying is not true. And so it's time now for the truth to come out. And whoever can accept it will accept it. And who can't, they don't have to. It's absolutely all right. But I am so thankful that my children and my grandchildren and at least seven generations to come will know the truth about who they are and who their ancestors are. And
Now you speak of seven generations, and I work in sevens, just like, you know, the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, but I also include the universe, the multiverse, metaverse, universe, omniverse, alphaverse, and omegaverse, because that's my truth, and I can own those higher levels that if this is the universe, then where I've traveled have been many other places. But in this dimension, there's people that move parallel in dimensions, and then we have densities. And Tommy, when he wants to teach what he understands in various ways, when he's not all charged by a certain energy, which I still don't understand, but he can teach certain things, and I'm able to listen and grasp what he's trying to teach and see how it molds into certain words that I use as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of what I wanted to create here for the convention. And there's something going on in this year that everybody I meet, they seem to get along with me, but when I put anybody else in the mix, I can't. It gets all mixed up.
What I might do is, you gave me your Blog Talk address. Maybe I'll follow your show.
I'll give you my email.
Keep in touch, you know, because
I'd like you to come back and talk about what you know.
I don't want to disturb Tommy and his energy and his space, because that's probably what you need for your show. Each one of us has, you know, I don't know either, but, you know, I'm certainly, Hawkeye's probably going to get on me for opening my mouth.
No, it's okay. Tommy knows people, he does people that way. And the people know he does people that way. And, you know, each woman has a different way of speaking. And I have some wonderful women that come on, and some women come to me for advice, and yet they aren't very spiritual, I guess. They say they are, but then when I look into them and they hide behind other names, I prefer people to be, right now, they're Christian names. You know what I'm saying? They're Christian, at least the names they're born with until my own daughter changed her name.
Moors have titles, so we don't go by Christian names.
What kind
now,
of, oh, so am I supposed
natural.
To create
you,
a name?
Let me give you my name, because I do it on my show. I'll give
okay.
you this. It's the Reverend Dr. Sharon Todd L. Bay.
Reverend Doctor, I got that much. Okay, now what's the rest?
S-H-E-R-Y-N. T-O-D-D.
Oh, Sharon. S-H-E-R-Y-N.
S-H-E-R-Y-N.
Okay.
Todd
L-Bay. I've got S-H-E-R-Y-N. That's Sharon?
Sharon.
Okay, Sharon. And what's your last name again?
T-O-D-D.
T-O-D-D. Dot L.
And
is that
I'm
right?
Also a Bay. Yes.
Also what?
A Bay, B-E-Y. See, we have a whole different culture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Yes.
But
see,
I do know that
I am establishing my own community with my own family, because your family is your nation. Your family is your nation. So when you're heading up your nation, you are at Bay. The L is as in Elohim, mighty. You notice all
right.
the angels have L on their name. We are descended
right.
from the Elohim. They
yeah,
are
I've
our
studied
ancestors.
That. Yeah, I've studied the Elohim, but most people say there's 70. Do you believe 70 or 72 divisions, or no? You don't believe the Elohim is divided?
I don't even care. All
don't
I
care.
Do is...
You just have an understanding.
...to me and put it down... and utilize what I need for what I need it for. And, when people count things and stuff, I may know. I probably studied it over the time, but it hasn't been important for me to keep it. I have books here now that I'm going back to that I've read several times, and I'm getting new revelation out of them just like I didn't see it before.
I love it when that happens. I do. I love that. You know,
yeah.
don't you? When you see it, and you're like, wait a minute, was that there before? Did I just gloss over it? Or the words didn't seem to... But I heard you mention you love etymology, right? You deal, and I do too, etymology
yeah,
and the study of words.
The words that teach me deal very much in it. And then that's when the Holy Spirit told me about how the word Jesus and the word God has kept my people in bondage and why. And that's because they were put there with that intention. And if they had not been, then it wouldn't make any difference. But whoever placed them there with the intent to show a Caucasian on a cross that people are going to pray to, which is, to me, idolatry, because Yeshua said worship in spirit and in truth. So even if the person were a Moor with kinky hair, it would not be all right. Because we're worshiping the flesh, you know, and the flesh availeth nothing. It's the spirit, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why the spirit is able to, alchemy is transmuting our natural flesh into spirit flesh. And that's what it's all about for me. I'm not trying to do magic or do any of these things or create to another plane of existence, except for the one that I was ordained to be in and ascend as a priest after the order of Melchizedek. That's
well,
my
well, now, the order of Melchizedek, you know that it's men only on planet Earth, so how is a
no,
woman...
That's not true.
Well,
I'm a priest. You have everything in this universe. You have the masculine and feminine and everything, angels, everything. If it doesn't have two poles, a positive and a negative pole, it cannot be in this plane of existence.
So
that's what they told you.
Oh, the male and female.
They told you, but they don't know any better.
Right. So how did you find about the women in the Melchizedek priesthood?
Well, if you have a priest, you have a priestess. Is that not true?
Well, I do. Yeah, I do in my tarot deck anyway.
Well, maybe the Holy Spirit has to reveal it to you. I'm not here to convince you about anything, but this is what I was told. I am a high priestess at the order of Melchizedek.
Well, I've heard that about myself, and I was just wondering where you got it from. I was just wondering where you got it from, but I sort of knew what I knew, but, you know, I just wanted to know where you got it from.
From my mother.
Okay.
From the mother, not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit.
Well, not everybody prays to the Holy Mother. I personally do, and that's why I get a lot of the information direct, you know, and I just shocked that you said that, so I wanted to find out your truth, you know.
Well,
so I prayed to the Holy Mother.
It's just something that I know, and I really, you know, I find that every time I share a revelation, the next day I get even more confirmation. And so I trust my spirit very much. But you'll hear us, if you listen to our show, we even call each other. You know, I call Hawkeye a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and he calls me the same, high priestess.
Well, like you said, you're creating your community and what works for you. And for me, that probably wouldn't work because I have a feeling, you know how we all have a feeling of what you call a community. And I just feel like my global community, because people hear me all over the world and call in on my show depending on what night it is. And who's my co-host? But you know, Tommy said he may not be back to the show, so he's writing his own story.
I
don't know if you
repent if that's if I you know what, I'm not going to take responsibility for that because I you know he's doing what he wants to do, and I don't
have
that
to
much
take responsibility for that. I was just mentioning that he said he. You know, I was just mentioning he's the author of his own life story. Those were words that came out of his mouth. I just asked him to stop it, what he was doing, because I was scared for him. He was getting to his energy, felt like he was going to have a heart attack, and I don't know why, and I shouldn't have voiced that. I wasn't trying to invoke anything in voodoo. You know, I was trying to say, please settle down because your blood pressure's, I can see it, is up. I can see it. And if I see something, I have a history of saying it. I guess that's one thing he and I have in common. If you feel it, maybe sometimes we should be silent.
You see how I proclaimed I was going to be silent. However, it wasn't. So I just want you to know that I humble myself and I don't really regret what I've said, but I did not come on to cause confusion or to.
No. Tommy has a history with us and everybody knows it. He knows it. But he also knows, I think he needs to listen to the show more and to see that he has a history of this. And if he can learn to be at peace and himself and manifest what he's trying to assist with, you know, because he feels like a spiritual warrior, I'm sure, and he has some good truth, and he's had many good lives to share. But when he comes across, you know, he doesn't have to be a savior for the world. That wasn't why he was put here, was to be a savior for himself, like all of us. And if we can find people to connect with our spirituality and our synergy, then we create, like you said, two or more gathered in her name, I guess we would say, she is there also. So it depends on how
one
you reflect
here,
that.
She
you
is
know?
There also. Yeah, because there's not, you know, that's the perversion of the system, to only have the masculine. The masculine cannot create.
Well, I've prayed to both male and female. And you're saying the masculine, well, the way I perceive, we do need both.
All I'm saying is that it is what it is, you know. And we have mother and father.
Do you teach full consciousness? Yeah, mother and father, and that's, we know, both.
Remember in Genesis it said, the Elohim, and it didn't say God. That's not what was written. It said the Elohim. Let us create mankind in our image, male and female.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I've used that many times on Earth.
Just read that into the Bible and it's over.
And, you know, when they translate from the Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, you've got three different languages hoping that you can come up with an English word that translates properly. And a lot of people do believe this is the word of God, right?
Yeah.
So there's
a lot that has to
be looked at.
For many years, I studied with one of my mentors, Dr. Hillary Anderson. She's a psychologist, and she's Caucasian. And she's the one that led me into the world of the goddess. And her father was an evangelist for the Seventh-day Adventist movement. And she was engaged and married at one time to the grandson of the founder of the movement. And we had, every 6 weeks, we would have a festival. And one of the men at her festival, I was the only Moor. And one of the men at her festival, he's the one that said that God was not the name. He told me that. And I thought about that. And as I prayed about it and studied, it was all unfolded. But that's all he told me, you know. And so I investigated for myself because it kind of resonated with my spirit. And so we have to undo a lot of that, because if you hold, you know, Hebrew is written from left to right. And if you hold the word dog up in the mirror, I mean, the word God up in the mirror, you're going to get a dog.
Yeah, if you look at it in the mirror, and I've taught that way, mirror image of many things and words, we have to, I like two things about you. One, you seem to have some intelligence about the Washita and the El. Well, more than that. Okay, the Washita, the El, the Elohim. The Melchizedek priesthood, you speak, and you speak the Washita. And the more of the book that I have, and I had to go back and see the names, I see in pictures. My brain, I don't know if you're that way with the screen of the mind.
Sometimes.
Some people more than others. I don't hear well. On my phone, there's all this weird noise from somewhere. It's feedback. You can't hear it, right?
Mm-mm. Maybe because I have my speaker on. You think that's
why? You have your speaker on. Let me see.
Let me
turn
it on.
I don't know if they'll make it. I don't know.
Okay, now it's off.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hear it anymore, so maybe that's what it was.
Oh, hurry.
But that's okay. No, I've still got the feedback. No, not so much.
I don't like holding the phone up to my face.
iPhone, probably. Well, you know, I want to make sure that I've written down, because I like to stay in touch with people, and I guess I don't know who comes back from one time to another, and people come and go in my life, and I really don't know what is in store one day to the next, because when I sleep sometimes, I don't know if I'm coming back to planet Earth, because I thought I've had a body work. But at the same time, I'm seeing people with their own divisions and what they're here to create. And does it revolve around spirituality and synergism? And I have paranormal as well. But these Sundays are not going well at all. And I don't understand why people are not gravitating to Tommy at all. And he's not handling the energy for me as well as I would like him to. It's hard to explain, but it got to be when I was hearing him, just a long, long, long way of the same energy that Dwayne created for me. And it makes me, I don't want to listen. And I think he creates that. And that's something that is his lesson with working with me on this radio show, because he knows the lesson and he tells it to me, and he sees people don't want to listen, but it could be also the way that he is teaching, because you told him he doesn't need to be a teacher. Now, whether he reflects on that, like, why would someone say that to me? You know,
I didn't mean he should be a teacher, but what he's teaching is not today's message for us. No, not from my. I wouldn't refer to anyone on my show to a show he was on, because what he's teaching is complete opposite of what the Spirit has me bringing. So I'm not saying that he, I hope I didn't say that he shouldn't be a teacher, but not 40.
You may want to go back and listen.
Yeah, I might have said that. I don't know. But what I meant is the indigenous people need to know who they are, and they need to know how to reawaken their power.
That, so you feel like what you're teaching is, so are you, do you have a certain, have you noticed your statistics they offer us now on Blog Talk Radio, and how long have you had your show?
Oh, I'd say about a year.
Really?
Yeah. And,
wow.
And it's just, I believe, my community, you know. I'm not trying, I really, information I'm putting out is not for everyone.
Okay, so who is your audience?
Huh?
I don't even know who my audience is. To me, it looks global, and I've got 15,000 people, so in 4 months, and I went from like 200 to 300 to 5 or 7 and 15, and it's growing exponentially.
I get about 100 listens a day, I guess. But one thing I realized that when I do, I've been praying about this, so I don't understand it, because if I don't do a show for a long time, people are listening to that show before it instead of going to the archives, and they just keep listening to that same show over and over and over and over again. And I used to do a show for the other
day.
Huh?
Oh, well, do you know how to punch the button to make it a featured show? Do you know how to do that, to change your show feature?
No, I haven't ever done that.
Okay, well, that's probably why. And there's a lot of things they don't teach us. We have to teach each other. So when you go on your Blog Talk Radio and you see, go into your archives, when you go back, like, I have to go back. I have this ET time, Back to the Future is Timeless, as a placeholder because I'm on 7 nights a week. So if you're on as much as I am, of course I'm going to build many, many more people than you are. That's just the law of averages. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So most of these people, from what I can see, a lot of them just do it when they feel like it, and that's not good because people don't know, so they have to be archive listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I'm sort of crossing over into learning Blog Talk as a tool, just like one. I used to have an FCC license and had a radio show, so I understand. I think it's a combination of all the energy. You take the old way that you did radio shows with the new way and add it to Blog Talk, and then I'm going to have another one as well. But when you go into your let me just do it. If I go, I'm scared I'll lose the show. But anyway, you go schedule episode, and you go into your archives, and then when you go to the last one you just did, click it on, and you know, go on to the edit button. You know, you'll see the little piece of paper. You know how to do that, right? Do you know how to edit your archive?
Yeah.
Okay, when click on that, and it should bring up your show, and then go up to the top, and under the picture, or maybe when you're in edit mode, it'll ask you, do you want to feature this show, yes or no? It always says no. Go up there, and it'll check it yes. And then that will bring it up, and it makes a list. But I know what you're talking about, and then you save it, of course. So check it, and then after you've had people on your show, you may go back and listen to the energy and rename it to help yourself and change your tags, which helps
well,
enormously.
I have a lot of old shows that are really powerful where I lead up to where I am now, you know, what we're sharing now. And I sometimes would like just put in when I'm not going to have a show, I'll let it stay up for a while and just tell people we'll go into the previous episodes, you know, but they don't do it. They just listen to the last show that I did. So I'm not complaining about it because, I mean, as long as I leave it there, people will listen. But I would
I've got plenty of shows. I leave all of them on the archives so they can go through them. And I have many, many shows, and I've noticed you just, I'm just sharing this, you know, you can use it, take it or leave it, but when I go into my archives and I see a show that's not doing well, I go back and listen and change the title and the words to match it, and then people click on it more when they, if it's something they're looking for. But they can go to all my archives for 4 months. They're all there, and they're all listed page after page. And a lot of people don't know how to even use Blog Talk. Like one gentleman asked me, how do I find your Blog Talk Radio? You know, on, I'm on Blog Talk, and they don't know the name. But Hugh Charlson gave them a phone number to call, so that's all they have. And I did a disservice to that man for, on the 505. And, you know, I don't mean to sound discourteous, but I'm trying to figure out where they're calling from. And some people don't know how your board is, but you only have, whether they hit one or not, they're on the list. You know, if they want to talk, I see all the phone numbers. Do you?
I don't acknowledge them because I have a lot of people who really don't want to say anything. So unless they press one, most of the time, unless it's someone that I already know and I know that they would say, you know, want to say something. Usually if they're new, I don't go to them. Because I was hoping you didn't call because I was just going to listen and let's, you know.
No, you were the show tonight. You were the show, you and Tommy. I tell you, I was waiting on Dwayne, but he came on and I was trying to get information, you know, and it just.
Well, that's why we were supposed to listen, because he said, he told us that there was some people who needed help and that they would be on tonight, and would we please listen? And so I called Hawkeye, and he's going to get on me because he hates argumentative.
Oh, I do too. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
So I'm going to have to call him when I get off and apologize to him and see what he has to say to me. He's probably not going to do it again when I ask him to do it because he really doesn't like that. He's really laid back.
No, I don't either. I'm very laid back, and I don't understand it. I don't understand, but I know that if I don't have Tommy on, it won't happen, and he knows that. So he may relinquish his energy and just do putting together conventions and be behind the scenes, maybe, you know. I don't know if he wants to do that or not. Everybody sort of learns their place, you know.
Yeah.
And he may not be a radio talk show type co-host.
Well,
I was hoping that Dwayne would make it.
People as aggressive as I am about what I know, and that's, sometimes that kind of agitates people, you know.
The women energy is coming out, and Tommy would be the first one to say women need to speak out in his defense. I'm sure that if y'all, I don't know why y'all were butting heads. I was listening, and I was like trying to understand both of you, and you'd both be speaking at the same time. And I was like,
he gave the government more power than me. That's why.
And usually, you know, usually it depends on his mood. There's other nights when he's very laid back. You can't hear him. He can't get any attention on the show. The girls won't let him break in, and he's very sweet about it. You know, it's just tonight. I think he and I both were expecting Dwayne and the Chiefs to come on, and they didn't. And this gentleman said he was going to bring these people on, and he didn't. He just said he was with them. And, you know, maybe he was all hot air, you know, unless he comes back. But I do know that one of the websites he sent me to did have a PayPal. It did. What?
Yeah. But this truth that I bring tends to do that. And it took a while for my show to start to build up because I was challenging a lot of the old order. And
dominant.
Yeah, a lot of that, and the fact that I, you know, as I said, I'm born again, spirit filled, and I'm always got scriptures on my show, and then I come on talking about astrology.
Oh wow, you're as mixed up as I am with people. Yeah, they can't. Yeah, you don't fit into the one book or one genre, and I don't either. And I guess. I enjoy people that have an open mind and want to learn from all genres, and it is etymology, and it is epistemology. You know, I feel like we're going into a whole new planet and new world, and I believe that's why I'm here. But I like to think of Christ consciousness as love and light, and people
that's
get tired of me saying that and say, well, to some, but a lot of people think it's airy-fairy and it doesn't work, and I think Janet called it fuzzy slippers, somebody, I don't know. But they know the New Age people have a way of speaking, and they all seem to know who each other is as the UFO community, you know? And
yeah.
So there's a...
Well, when I tell
like
people I'm Pentecostal and I can roll in the aisles with the best of them, they don't believe me.
Well, I know a lot of Pentecostals, so you fit right in with me. But now, you know, my sister-in-law is Pentecostal, and they were raised Holy Rollers, and then... Now, this is what's so funny. A couple of the girls I know wore the long dresses and had the long hair, and then I went to school with Pentecostals in Monroe, Louisiana, in West Monroe, too. And, you know, we were just all friends, but we all respected each other's space. And these up here, they got where they could cuss because their daddy cussed and drank, and it made them more powerful with their mama being Pentecostal, but they can cuss now. So, you know, you may have said,
yeah,
you can't just say people.
It's not a church thing. Everything I got by myself. You know, and when I was praying and studying and asking questions. And so even my speaking in tongues, you know, my daughter, I wanted to speak so badly, and she was 13, and she looked at me, and she yearned with me, and the next thing you know, it was flowing, and she got it too. I know it's real, you know, but doesn't mean that I have to stop learning and listen to other people when I know something better, you know.
Well, everybody has their own, you know, filters is what they say, I think, psychologically speaking. My neighbor across the way is Pentecostal, but her husband is like me. He had a death. He left his body. And so at first, I think she thought he was a little wacko, but she's gotten where they get along and everything, and they're married, and that's okay. But they speak a different language. I don't know how else to say it. They're married, but they're different, you know. And Tommy is with a very sweet lady. She came on, but she's in pain a lot, and God bless her, but she's Buddhist, and she's very sweet, and she and him get along, you know, very gracefully, and he's very sympathetic to her cause, and he spends his money on her medicine, and, I mean, he's a very sweet soul. But for some reason, I think he wants to, I don't know, maybe be known too much in his own truth. And,
yeah, a lot of people are looking for followers. I'm not.
He's not looking for followers. He just wants to, I guess, make people aware of all the evil that's going on in the world, and maybe it's the way that he presents it. He needs to work on his PowerPoint.
Everybody knows all the evil that's in the world, and they're looking away through it. You know, everybody knows it. And so, I don't know. It's not my place, though, like I said.
He follows a lot of websites.
Revelation.
But he follows a certain, he's real intelligent. I give him credit for that. And he follows the websites, and he's written 3 books. And, he needs to work on his energy, and I don't know that she are giving the power sometimes he possesses is too powerful, and other times it's too meek. And as a human being, that may be the lesson he learns with me in this radio show, because I want this to be a learning experience for all of us. I believe in the global brain and the mass communication and social intelligence to the world. And they're just hearing us as 3 Americans bitching it out.
That's
basically all it is. Now, you know, I'm tired of hearing all the bad things we're doing, and I think America is too. And I was really upset that they're still selling us the same bill of goods and the same dog and pony show is what they call it when the doors are closed and the judges are talking. But it's sort of like the movies industry and the corporate world and all the people that want to protect the jobs and the government and, you know, their government jobs because they need their jobs. But we're even infighting contractually as contract government and people that have defense energy that
well, just say the intelligence world even. There's some that are pro keeping it, everything secret, and there's those that want it out, and that those that have been keeping it secret have learned to use the system. And it's not just need to know anymore, because we, those of us that have been at the highest royal or above level of intelligence, learned that some people abused that power. You know, like you've heard of black ops and money that's laundered, and the Catholics laundering it because they went from a charity to a profit banking system. You know, things like that, depending on, you know, how the old beliefs don't wash anymore, is all I'm saying. We used to live in a world where we could say black is black and white is white, and we learned the last 30 or 40 years we can't do that anymore. All the rules have changed. Everything's got to be redone. But I don't know about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We need something, you know, some kind of boundary.
Well, that was all for the Europeans who came over here, though, see. And if they stuck to that, that would be cool. But they didn't do that. And do you know, and I'm going to say a word now, but I want you to think about it. And I'm not cursing. But F-U-C-K, fornication under command of the king. That's what happened here, and that's what happened in all the indigenous countries. They came over here. They got those guys out of prison. They sent them to the different countries of indigenous people to have sex with the women and to homogenize the race, and that was the plan, and it almost succeeded. Fornication under command.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's where that word came from.
Oh, really? Did you study the word, or did somebody tell it to you? Makes sense to me.
I don't know. It came to me. Somebody might have told it to me. I think somebody told it. I mean, I've been known it a long time. Once I started trying to find out who I was, and once I started locking my hair and letting it grow and started wrapping my head and praying for the people who were being murdered in Baghdad and other places, Vietnam. Once I started interceding, information started coming to me. And I think someone told me that. I don't want to claim it. But I think
I started
reading about what happened to this country and what happened to other countries. When I got a real honest person who was telling the truth and not his story.
Well, do you think there's any hope for the people that aren't on this way of thinking? Not everybody's Christian, Muslims, and Jews, but even the Muslims are brainwashed to the Abrahamic faith and the way they think. There's good and bad, and they're all...
There's no such race as a Jew. No such race. That word came from people who were mixed with Moorish blood in Europe, who used to sell jewelry. There's no race. The Hebrew people, why do you want to call them Jews? Hebrews and Jews are not, I mean, come on. 12 whole tribes.
Hebrew, Latin.
You're supposed to be God's people. I have to laugh
at
them in fairy tales.
Well, I didn't make the word Jews up. It exists like Pentecost, because you call yourself a Pentecost. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people
No, but that's not a nationality, is it? It's a religion, isn't it?
Well, so is Jewish religion and Jews.
Yeah, but Jewish people are, I mean, if you read your Bible, they're even talking about Jews in the Bible. There were no Jews in that day. That was put there.
Well, they've got Jews in India and Judaism.
I'm sorry.
But you do know it's a religion.
Who wrote those books?
The same reason
the Hebrews didn't write the encyclopedias. The Hebrews are the same people that Joseph Smith spoke with here on this continent. They've been, our people have had ships and been traveling since the foundation of the earth.
Are you a Mormon? Are you studied the Mormon religion because of the Moors part of it?
No, I read the Book of Mormon because I believe I was studying in Pasadena. That's where I lived for 30 some odd years.
Uh huh.
And there was a little bookstore I used to go to under Howard University, which was a Christian university. And I was always looking for discount books because I was on disability from my job. And I went down to, we call him Browser. He had a little bookshop under the college. And I was looking for a book. I was telling him about what I believed and what the Holy Spirit had revealed to me because he was a Christian. And I said, I found in the scriptures where it says, ye are God. And he said, oh, that's Mormon. That's what they believe. And he had a book, Call Ye Our Gods, written by a woman who was supposedly ascended into the spirit, Anna Lee Sherrickin. And he gave me that book. And so, I've read the Book of Mormon. I read the Koran. I read the Bhagavad Gita. I read whatever the Spirit leads me to read, because it all has truth in it. And when you read the Book of Mormon, now, even the Bible, every one of those books, the further along we get, the more they change. They take stuff out and they replace words with other words. I go now looking for old books because they're changing the new Bibles and stuff so much, I don't even like to read them anymore. But I've read the Bible through so many times I can't even tell you in all the different translations I've read. And I take people to the Apocrypha, because those are 12 books that they kept in the Catholic Bible, but they didn't give it to the masses. And so it's just so much sabotage that's been going on. But instead of being angry about it and talking about how they sabotage and blah, 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 I just tell the truth. Because that's what's going to make people free, you know?
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying is that the Jews, it's Judaism, you know, and it is a Brahmic faith, and the etymology of it is what you study, basically, is what you're saying, is there's various...
J-E-D-A-I-S-M. It has nothing to do with J-E-W. You see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I've sort of studied a lot of, you know, words, too. That's my big thing, but... you know, sort of what I do is various levels, and my family.
Whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew, it's all the same. Gold, oil, and drugs. That's all it's about. That's what religion is about. And
you have to admit that the people that are of the Jewish faith in Hebrew. The Yahudim, you know.
The Hebrews are the dark people with the curly hair. The Jews are the ones who fornication under command that the king was committed with.
Well, okay, but you do realize that they have their own religion and text and culture and population and language and all that, right? You do realize that. You probably need to discuss with people, other women maybe, or people, but when you talk about them, yes, we all are guilty of using the words like we talk in common, like we all know what we're talking about, right? But really talking about the genetic studies.
What is the nation called? Where is the nation called to? Where is that nation?
What do you mean?
It's like there's no nation called black. There's no nation called Negro. There's no nation called colored. You see what I'm saying?
Now you're talking about division.
A certain people could get an advantage over another people.
Well, that's only once they come back to their level of genetic study and then the linkage to their study and make them aware that there is various words that they can learn. And they really need to learn to understand words. But when you and I speak, we're using words that we have a direct charge to or understanding of. And I think that's why Tommy gets so pumped. He thinks he wants us to understand the words he's using and what he's talking about, right? And every person you talk doesn't have the same understanding of what a Jewish identity is.
And so what you're breaking down is into ethnicity and population centers and genome-wide association and linkage studies. But not everybody can talk about mitochondrial DNA, you know, or Y chromosomal, because
yes,
they don't understand.
I didn't really talk about that either, but the thing about it is, really, the bottom line is that it is what it is. And we can call it all kinds of different things, and we can say all these things, but I've taken the time to study these things. I've been studying for going on 34 years now. And I studied to know the truth, not to get a political advantage over anyone, not to get followers. I just want to know what's going on, you know.
Right,
what
I
is real truth. And I have nothing
to gain. Well, if you can,
but,
I've put all these languages of the people under the religions, I guess we would say, into a book called, it's called Atlantis New Beginning. And it's, and you can go on lulu.com and hit preview on Atlantis New Beginning and read the whole thing. But, you know, I tried to put stuff in it together that made sense to me. It was sort of like, it's not everything. It's just a real quick snapshot
right.
of how I see all the people and all the religions and a generic snapshot of what the people may be able to read as words, sort of like you do it for your children. It's like, okay, here's a little guidebook. And then what I wanted to do was to create a place that people could come and share what they believe and say, here's my book. And that's why I wanted to work with authors, was to have them say, you know, I'm here like you are, and you're in that body and I'm in this body, but here's my book of what I've discovered thus far. And so this is sort of my spiritual journey. And you know what I'm saying? It's sort of a, here, you know, if you want to see who I am, read this. But most people don't want to read books anymore. So I've just got it free. But just so you know, you can go and look, skim through it.
Go where you said?
It's free. Okay. What it is I use lulu.com. I did a lot of research as a publisher and a writer what they call content in the internet world and cyberspace. I'm a content provider, and I don't get paid for it. I just did it free to help people with their websites. So I found out about lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and then you put a /, and then they have a spotlight, and that spotlight is where you put all your books, and you can create one too, S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T, spotlight, and then put another /, and then my company is T.J. Morris Publishing. And if you go to my company, T.J. Morris Publishing, you will see the books either I've created, my husband, his sister, or I have a new friend that was sent to me from another friend on Facebook. So I don't know these people other than their voice in cyberspace, but he sent me his book in the Gmail. And I took it and put it into a book form for him and put it on Lulu. And now I can help them sell it. You know, he's sold 4 books already. That's one a day, you know, for November. That's pretty good. And he goes on blog talk shows and talks about it. And it's something you may want to do since you're very passionate about what you believe and what you found in your studies. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to encourage you to write your own book so you can, like, maybe you're real close to my conference on the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th that Hugh probably told you about. And you come and you bring your book. And if you need help, I'll help you. Because if you can type, can you type?
Oh, yeah. That's
okay, so you got a computer.
Yeah.
All right, so you already have the skill. And if you have time to help others, Hugh Trawson wants somebody to listen to him and type his book for him. He wants them to do the investigation, but he needs to do it himself. He doesn't need somebody to write his book. He needs to do it himself, but everybody loves him because he's a spiritual person, and he, you know, flutters around all the blog talks and gets them to meet here, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, if you go and look at my books, you can choose if you like one, but for sure that Atlantis New Beginning, ATLANTIS, and then New Beginning. And I believe, like you do, about Pangea, you know, the Pangea. And I believe about that. And I just put these thoughts together so I could have a conference called Atlantis New Beginning, and then let people come and let's try to start. And I've got a Facebook page if you want to look at it, Alchemy Conferences, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, which you know how to spell. And maybe there's some kind of blending of energy that you can find that maybe we can find common ground for, right? Because that's what synergy is all about, is coming together and blending your spirits.
Right.
And then people like you blends people like you and me together for a reason. And just like I know that Tommy and I are in each other's lives to teach each other, but how, whether he's supposed to teach people that come to me may not be his calling. You know, it may be an injustice to him to be on my radio show. It may not.
Well,
it probably
just,
doesn't serve him.
Person that responds to what I say the way he does. I mean, even at my mother's funeral, this minister, the minister whose church we used, when I got up and it was my time to talk at my own mother's funeral, and I said, you know, we weren't all bought over here on slave ships. He got up and told me that I could not say that in his church. And this is another more. And he just got furious with me. And I just went and read the scripture and sat down. And a lot of people left his church after that.
Wow. That was a powerful thing.
That's why he showed his energy. That whoever sent him, he's gotten exposed. That's why, because I know that spirit. But it's not my business, because if you all work well together, then that's the way it should be, and I have nothing more to say, but I know he was there to block what I was supposed to say. I know that. Because I run into them all the time. The people who the system places to stop the real truth from coming forward. Because, you know, one thing about the truth, people can take it or they can leave it. That's up to them. But I'm here to hear
everybody's truth and let them, because we're all on the same planet, and everybody's truth is different. Because to him, his truth is real, and to me, my truth is real, and to you, your truth is real. But I think what this show, personally, I don't try to own the show. I just pay for it and come and be the host. But I don't have an attachment to it. I don't care where it lived or dies. You know, I'm perfectly happy within my own spirit, whether I'm a parent here or not. But some people feel like that I'm supposed to do this, and they want to listen. And they can hear their own truth by other people disagreeing possibly over their own truth. If that makes any sense.
Well,
so
I
maybe in some ways we helped each other.
Has their own so-called heaven, their own soul, you know, depending on what's in their DNA and you know, what their ancestry is, where they came from. Like he said, a lot of stuff he said I agree with, but everything he said as far as the government having all the power and not having any hope for the future, it's just hard for me to be still when that's the opposite of what the spirit has given me. And then I wonder, I said, oh, where do these people come from that don't want people to be encouraged? What is that all about?
Oh, yeah, well, I never got anything when my parents got on to me and made me angry, or I felt like they were trying to outvoice me. That never accomplished anything. And I hoped he got that message, because he's a good person, but he hasn't learned about his outward, like I said, sometimes on my radio show he's too meek and he can't get through, and other times he's too boisterous and overpowering and makes people argue with him. And you're not the first one.
Astrologically, it could be that he could have some Uranus and Pluto, they're squaring now, you know, and a lot of stuff is going to be jumping out.
Well, I guess God blessed me, or got us, or, you know, however you want to say it, because it depends on who you're talking to. But my audience believes pretty much I guess the way that they were brought up as Christians, but then they probably, most of them would think that I deal in spirit and metaphysicians. But see, I always believed that the Jesus that I knew in my own mind or in my own heart was a metaphysician, and
yeah.
He was into alchemy. That's
mm-hmm.
who I believe, you know. And so I try to study that path, and I lean towards the Gnostic, the Gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's sort of where I am going towards. And then I like the words love and light, so I use them. And I use them meaning love is the word I use for a sentiment of being and belonging to the all as one. I don't know any other way to explain it. And because, you know, the way I was brought up to believe in Christ and love was what I felt for people that I like to be around, my parents, my brothers and sisters. I don't know how people break down that because I haven't really read a good understanding. So I accept the American English Dictionary or Wikipedia, you know,
mm-hmm.
type of words, you know, which are just more words. But
yeah.
I don't think what we accomplished on this radio show is not good. It's not spiritual when you're raising your voice and yelling
mm-hmm.
about words that have been used in the past and who believes what and all of that. I just don't understand that. If we can talk intelligently, and you've seen debates, right? I mean, if we're going to schedule debates, then I need to make it known. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe
well,
I need to do that.
I enjoy talking to you because it's good. It's nice to talk to like-minded people, especially those who are of the faith who are in love with Yeshua HaMashiach.
I may not understand your language, and I really did think I was going to get to know more about the Indians on the reservation because I've been through there. And I got to talk to a lot of Indians, and they liked me, even some that were drinking alcoholics. And they made signs, and I gave them some money. Of course, I figured they'd probably just go buy more liquor or whatever. And I'd go to the casinos. I'm not going to lie, because I was playing. I thought I had all the time and the money in the world because I was a truck driver.
What the Spirit allows you to do. That's the thing that I'm not into. That's why I cannot stomach religion. Because it wants to rule you, put you in I see that we have a tarot key in Kabbalah with the Q that's called the devil, key 15. And there's this illusion of this beast, and then there are two people who are chained to this cube that he's sitting on. And they have chains around their neck. And in the temple, they taught us that those chains are loose. And those people can take those chains off anytime they're ready. But they're comfortable.
Oh. Yeah. And it's like fleas. They learn to jump. You put the top on, they'll only jump so high. An elephant, even though you train him to a chain, even you take it off and he won't leave.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same energy, right? Yeah.
Right. And so I see people with their minds in bondage to a system so that they can die and go to heaven so they can escape. And I when they started talking, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to let you go. I know we're staying on so long. But, you know, when they talk about this rapture, especially when I was new, because I always got revelation knowledge from the Spirit myself, always. And so they were talking about the rapture. I sat down and I prayed about it one day and I said, well, Lord, you know, it really troubled my daughter. She was young. And so I went to the Spirit with it because I said, well, you know, it troubles her. And I don't really see anything about it. I've been reading the scriptures all these years. I don't really see anything that describes this, you know. And the Holy Spirit told me to sit down and draw a picture of the earth. And I drew a circle. And the Spirit said, now, if everyone's going to be caught up and the earth is round, that means everybody's going to go flying out in all different directions.
Okay.
You know, so I put that aside because I said, now see that they're teaching this in the church and it's not necessarily true. Each one of us is going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, but it's going to be at our own pace. And that's ascension.
Well, and that's what the spirit taught me.
When I died, I could see myself when I left my body, and that's, you know, I think Janet's sister Louise Thompson was on here, and she's a Mormon, and she was sort of hard on me in the beginning, but she's grown, and she's opened her mind somewhat, and she's on, and if you teach people to open and just listen to other people's truth, that's when we start comparing notes. It doesn't mean you're right or wrong, and you don't have to be. You just say, well, I like to know, well, where did you get that information, or did you study it, or did you channel it, or did you get it direct from spirit? And that's what I was trying to create, and I hope I didn't do anybody a disservice out there listening, because, you know, I open this up to the energy that's on the airwaves. I don't control AT&T or Blog Talk Radio or however people are listening on their phones around the world or Skype, and I do control who I put on here to allow them to be on the show, and I think that might have been Tommy's point. He may have figured I may not let him back on, but, you know, he's a friend of since June 3rd. Janet Lesson introduced me to him on the air, and or maybe she even had him call on the phone, and he was always very pleasant and very positive and very helpful. And he was going to help her with the conference, Stargate to the Cosmos. And we became friends because we had a mission in life together. And then she was not able to, she secured her contract, but she didn't have the funds that she expected to make on ticket sales to replenish the money in time. And she got out of the contract 2 or 3 months early. And then we realized, because she had told me that she would be able to make the money from some polyamory conference that she did, and it didn't come to be. And that's okay. We're still friends. And she came, and because I started this show to help other people, she told me she was not going to come on, and she got upset and stuff, and she saw that I didn't just quit the show, and it shocked her. And so she's going on and on to do her own thing. She even has her own show now if you want to listen. It's Aquarian Radio, I think, but she does more polyamory stuff. Are you familiar with that word?
No.
I wasn't either. She taught it to me. It's not one that people like you and me would be interested in. I imagine you'll fall in the category like me and Tommy. So Tommy and I weren't into polyamory, and I guess to her we may be closed-minded, but it's sort of a spiritual take off on Tantra, spiritual energy from India, and learning the chakra system and balancing energy and synergy and chi. Doesn't matter what you call it around the world, all the religions seem to have some energy understanding. It's just a different name. And I don't even understand it, but you may want to look it up. It's polyamory.
Already.
But think of it this way. If you look at it, you'll know what it is because you're into etymology, right? And
right.
So she made me look at things I didn't want to know. It's about love, believe it or not, the practice and desire of acceptance. And they have more than one relationship. I guess it would be like the Mormons have more wives,
that kind of
energy.
I like that anyway because of the fact that I have Venus in Sag and the moon in Sag.
Oh, so you believe like she does that you can have more than one person?
I don't believe in the marriage license. That's of the state. And I do know that you can love more than one person at one time, but I don't believe in lying and cheating.
I don't believe in lying and cheating. I guess, there's better ways to say that. Yeah, it makes you wonder why the gays want that piece of paper. But I think it's for the legal, because the best, my brother was gay, by the way, but the best thing I can, he's dead now. The best thing I can say about that is they want to be able to have insurance and houses and all the legal things that the piece of paper will entail, like in a hospital. So if it is paper, and it's not spiritual, it's paper, and it's of the law, they should be entitled to it.
a lot of times...
Well, I'm just saying legally with the government.
Yes.
If you're going to play with the government should give them the piece of paper. It's a piece of paper because the piece of paper doesn't make the life.
The religious system is the government. That's what a lot of people don't realize. It's one and the same thing.
The religion and politics are the same. It's called the government.
The same thing, yes.
I see why the CIA employs so many Latter-day Saints as their spies, their
not
analysts, and their people in
that,
other countries.
I told you what that, I don't know if he was a Baptist minister, tell you what he did at my mother's funeral. I'm telling you, they employ people like Thomas. Anybody keep preaching doom and to be fearful about the future and the power of the government, I keep my eyes and ears open for that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. I don't sleep with him. I don't know what's going on, but I know how they talk.